News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Southern New Jersey is burning, a massive wildfire in Ocean County near the Jersey Shore. It's forced several thousand evacuations, even closing a stretch of the heavily traveled Garden State Parkway, roughly 9,000 acres involved, 10% containment. He is certainly no fan of the Federal Reserve Chairman, but President Trump says, as far as he is concerned, Jerome Powell's job is safe.
I have no intention of firing him. I would like to see him be a little more active in terms of his idea to lower interest rates. This is a perfect time to lower interest rates.
The president's statement is music to the ears of Wall Street. Stock futures sharply higher this morning. The Doge mentality arrives at the State Department. Secretary of State Rubio is tightening the belts, at least partly for ideological reasons.
In a statement Tuesday, Rubio said the sprawling bureaucracy created a system more beholden to radical political ideology than advancing America's core national interest. Rubio then said redundant offices will be removed and non-statutory programs that are misaligned with America's core national interest will cease to exist. He then added, we will drain the bloated bureaucratic swamp. Rubio said the reorganization will bring the department into the 21st century. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Elon Musk says that going forward, he'll be spending less time at Doge, more time overseeing Tesla. The EV manufacturer saw its profits plunge in the first quarter. St. Peter's Basilica is now open to the public. People can pay their final respects to Pope Francis. His funeral is scheduled to take place on Saturday morning. And on Wall Street, stock futures are sharply higher this morning. The Dow futures up 627 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 443. S&P futures are up 109 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
You want to give your dogs the very best. No matter what they're eating, you should add Dr. Fido's to every bite. Just sit back and watch them lick their bowl clean, knowing they are getting 40 carefully selected ingredients made from whole foods, spices, and fibers. Call 888-388-PAWS or go to drphytos.com, drphytos.com. And for a limited time, order now and receive a 10% discount with our money-back guarantee by using promo code BALANCE.
Six. Good Wednesday morning, hump day morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot and with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
We're getting some major backups already this morning with problems in the Fort McHenry Tunnel, the right lane of the right tube, since right around 5:15. We've had a broken down vehicle in that tunnel, so we're getting the left-hand by in the right tube. The left tube is open. That started the backup. 95 is backed up beyond the O'Donnell Street ramp going back towards Eastern Avenue. And already this morning, 895 is backed up beyond the bridge at Pulaski Highway. So right now, we're already at 20-minute delays going into the tunnels on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is late April, but this feels a little more like late May with the warm weather the rest of this week. Turning out sunny today, 77. Near 80 tomorrow. Slight chance of a shower Friday, 78 the high Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air has 48 degrees, 10 degrees warmer downtown Baltimore. Downtown Baltimore is 58 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A former staff member at the Charles Hickey School Youth Detention Facility has now been indicted on 57 child sex abuse charges. 78-year-old Ronald Neverden was initially facing 38 charges when he was arrested in March following a lawsuit claiming he sexually abused nearly 70 boys from the 1960s through the 1990s. Several victims notified Baltimore County Police about the alleged abuse last April. According to the Baltimore Sun, Neverden remains on home detention and no new court date has been announced. Baltimore police investigating a crash that claimed the life of a 63-year-old pedestrian in Harbor East. Victim was in the 1000 block of Fleet Street about 7 p.m. Tuesday. He stumbled, fell into the street, and was struck by a Charm City Circulator bus. Victim was taken to a hospital where he died. Similar incident involving an MTA bus in the 100 block of West Fayette Street on March 11th. And that one, the victim also died. Baltimore City State's attorney is investigating an apparent cybersecurity incident on its network. Communications Director James Bentley says in a statement that the office was notified about unusual activity on March 19th. Management Information Systems responded immediately to secure the network and activate the cyber incident response plan. State's Attorney Ivan Bates charged, by the way, members of the executive team to engage with outside partners to assist in protection against the detected activity. Loyola University will be holding a mass to remember Pope Francis today. The private Jesuit university in Baltimore mourning the loss of the first Jesuit pope. Loyola University leaders say that Pope Francis embodied the values that define the university community, including the mission of service, justice, and the transformational power of education and care for the earth. And finally, Edwards County Police have released the name of a man who was killed on Monday in an evening crash in Severn. Head-on crash involving a Ford Expedition and a Lexus RX happened after 5 p.m. Telegraph Road and Norcross Lane. The driver of the Lexus pronounced dead at the scene. He has been identified as James Sims of Upper Marlboro. 19-year-old driver of the Expedition was flown to shock trauma, and she is in critical condition. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 772, pick 4, 6725. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one. It can be just energizing to get outside. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Amazing, the change. No pain left in my foot. My ability to walk is vastly improved. Like on a Saturday afternoon, I will take my dog for a walk, which is, I would watch football, I would watch basketball, I would do anything but probably go out and take a walk. But I do that now because there's no pain. I'm doing things more outside than I would have otherwise before. It's just real. Like, it really does work.
Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, or visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
At 3-0 lifetime against the Nationals, Dean Kramer gave the Birds hope last night as he took the hill. But two batters in, high hopes turned low.
Oh. Down Nathaniel Lowe, deep to right center. This ball is back. This ball's out of here. A leadoff double, a two-run homer. And two batters in, it's 2-0 Nats.
And just like that, hope turned sour. Call courtesy of 106.7 The Fan in D.C. And it would only get worse from there as the Birds were one hit by the tough left-hander, Mitchell Parker. Orioles fall hard to the Nats last night. 7-0 was the final. Post-game summation from the manager.
You know, it is disappointing. You know, coming off a game, we definitely want to throw away a couple days ago, off day, and to come out and not take very good at bats and not play very good baseball tonight. That was disappointing.
Birds now back at 4 games under 500 for the season. 9-13 season ERA for Orioles starters. 6.22. That is worst in the majors. Only hit last night for the Birds, they were one hit, was by Cedric Mullins. Coming up in 30 minutes, a rocky rollout for Masson Plus. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
We're not gonna take it. Oh, we ain't gonna take it. morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Ellie at Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, April 23rd, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, the tech tax impact already being felt. Maryland business owners speak out before the governor signs that bill. Newt, this is not your father's Democrat party. He should know. Top story, though, Maryland sheriffs will not enforce civil orders under the MPRP land grab. Tensions are rising in Maryland as property owners and local law enforcement officials now pushing back against the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project, which aims to construct 70 miles of high-voltage power lines through Baltimore County, Carroll County, and in Frederick County. Two of those county sheriffs are saying, no, we're not going to enforce these civil orders. Here's Carroll County Sheriff Jim DeWeese.
It's a horrible, horrible project. It was rammed down the throats of the people in my community and in Baltimore and Frederick counties with short notice. I believe they did not realize the resistance that would be in the way of the path that they chose.
The developers have gone to court, seeking court orders to gain access to your private properties, your private land, for surveying purposes. However, of course, some landowners are saying, you're not going to set foot on my property.
I can promise you, I will fight you tooth and nail, and you will never step foot on my property.
So what does the sheriff hopes that the landowners do if PSEG, which is the New Jersey company and been charged or taxed with this surveillance project, if they show up at your door?
Well, I'm hoping landowners turn them away and tell them to get off of their property.
Yeah, well, and I think in most cases that may or may not happen. We just don't know for sure how this is going to go down. But he says he and his deputies will, whether they're on duty or off duty, will not enforce these orders.
It's a civil order to go on to their property. I'm not getting involved in a civil order between the courts, Piedmont, and landowners. But I will stand with the landowners in this county and resist this project every single step of the way till the bitter end.
Well, a couple of reasons for that. One, this is an election year. Let's point that out.
Right.
And Sheriff DeWeese wants to be reelected. But two, he says he's also a landowner.
As the sheriff, I'm firmly alongside of the landowners as a landowner and as a citizen of this county. And knowing all the people that are affected by this, I'm with them till the bitter end. And I'll use whatever power I have to help them. And, help with the court process at the end of the day and make sure that they win and they prevail and Piedmont goes somewhere else.
Coming up next, we'll tell you what Frederick County's Sheriff Chuck Jenkins proposes to do. We'll discuss as to the role of the sheriff in our Constitution and what may or may not happen in this action.
Now, one of the other constitutionally protected jobs in this country is making sure you get to work on time. Yes, it's right there, I think, in Article 2 of the Constitution, thou shalt not touch Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes.
You can touch me, but on Friday night after 9 o'clock. Pennsylvania 65,000. Call me sometime.
Thanks for the offer, but no.
I wasn't offering to you, Bruce.
Thank you.
Now, you're going to hate me.
Touch me
right
in the
now.
Morning.
You're going to hate me for trying to get into the harbor tunnels. I had nothing to do with this. An hour ago, they had a broken down vehicle in the right lane of the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. An hour later, it's still in the right lane of the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Remember when all this happened?
Mm-hmm.
They said, we're going to have everything standing by. If somebody breaks down, we'll get in there and push them out. Well, so the left lane of the right tube is open. Both the lanes and the left tube are open, but we're backed up already on 95 back to Moravia Road. 895 has stopped now at Moravia Road. So right now at 615, 35-minute delays and buildings trying to get into and then out of both the harbor tunnels. So here we go again. On the Beltway, not bad. JFX, you're good. Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it's going to be a sunny day today and a high of 77. Overnight temperatures in the low to mid 50s, and then tomorrow even nicer, sunny and 80. And chances of rain, shower on Friday, scattered showers likely on Saturday. And right now we are at 51 degrees in Owings Mills, 50 in Columbia. Time for some one-liner news for you today. The Mexican Fest casual restaurant chain Chipotle is going to open their first location in Mexico. At least we'll be able to pronounce the name properly, right?
Yes.
Right. If this goes well, who knows? Maybe the Olive Garden opens up in Rome? Is that the next
one? That's right, yeah. Sure.
Next one. Recent interview, 99-year-old actor Dick Van Dyke talks about his 53-year-old wife and how he still wants to win an Oscar. Wait a minute, there's a 46-year difference between Dick and his wife? Well, maybe she's the one that deserves the Oscar. Mariah Carey's 13-year-old twins, Moroccan and Monroe, have called out their mom for posting photos of them during their Easter egg hunt on Instagram. Apparently the twins didn't like to be featured on Instagram. Besides, Mariah's already the queen of Christmas. Let somebody else have Easter, right?
Yeah, somebody else has to be the Earl of Easter.
Right. George Clooney says he and his wife, Amal, have never had an argument.
Amal.
Amal then
not just
said,
a shopping center, Amal.
Yes. Amal said, yes, we have. And George said, yes, dear.
He gets the last two words in any argument.
This is bizarre. Yeah. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is now requiring that members must actually see all the Oscar-nominated films before voting for the winners.
That does seem fair.
Well, yeah, you mean that wasn't a requirement before?
No. Mm-mm. No, I get.
So
it
was just a popularity contest?
Yes.
Yep.
I get the SAG stuff every year. And some years I manage to watch about half of them, and some years I don't.
But you're not part of the Academy. You're not a voter.
No, I vote in the SAG Awards.
Right.
Yeah, so,
but not the
not
Oscars.
The Academies, no.
Right. So, wow.
Bruce is part of the Bartenders Academy.
The Bartenders Academy, yes. And I can mix you up a very, very nice straight bourbon. No ice.
Speaking of liquor, new research claims that chimpanzees bond over alcohol in a similar way to humans, as the primates tend to sip and share fermented fruit they find in the wild.
Oh.
The dead giveaway, they also saw him using a beer bong on, so that gave it all away. Hey, by the way, a radio station in San Francisco, I can't remember the call letters, yesterday was Earth Day. Mm-hmm. And for the entire day, this is what listeners to that station heard. The entire day!
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. And their ratings tripled.
And what are they going to do on February 5th of next year, which is National Fart Day?
Oh, right. On Star Wars Day when it comes around.
Exactly. Hey, today is Go Orange Day. This is National Work Zone Safety Awareness Week.
Sure.
And so this year's theme is Respect the Zone So We All Get Home. And the Maryland State Highway Administration is urging all motorists to slow down in work zones, pay close attention, and move over. Yep. In any given day, there are about 300 work zones with more than 1,000 people working hard to keep the highway system in state of good repair.
I mean, I tell you that every time.
Safe. Yeah.
You know, you see these wrecks, they're a little bit tight there in the inside lane or whatever. I tell you, get out of there.
And
I just saw somebody knows about being a little bit tight, it'll be Chuck.
Yeah. In the first 2 months.
I mean it that way, Bruce.
Oh, yeah. Well,
idiot.
I mean, it's, I don't think he's broken in his wallet yet.
No, that's
you
know, tight.
Normally, you got to break
it in. What's my wallet got to do with it? Do you think I have a wallet here?
What's in your wallet?
Oh, there you go.
Nothing.
Moths. The Tyrannosaurus Rex arms will come out, folks. I can't reach the bell. My arms are too short.
I can't tie my shoes either.
First 2 months of the year, Maryland's new tiered fine structure for work zone speed violations, they've issued 48,000 citations.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
Slow the hell
among
down.
Among these, 23 citations worth a $1,000 level for vehicles traveling over 40 miles per hour over the posted speed limit. So the posted speed limit in active work zones, what, 45, 50?
45, depending on where the work zone is. Yeah.
So 80. You have people going 80, 85 miles an hour?
Yeah.
90?
All the time.
Yeah, I see it on the Beltway. There's, you know, been a long going outer loop construction from, you know, here roughly over to I-83. I see people screaming past me.
Oh, yeah. Remember one morning we had I had the wreck and I was on the air live and I said a medic unit's pulling up there and the medic unit's coming over to the wreck and a guy hit the medic unit. Remember that?
Yeah. Yep. And one of these citations, according to this story, was issued 134 miles per hour on I-695.
Mm-hmm.
134. So, I mean, coming to work at 7:95 early in the morning, I believe it. Because some of these people blow by me like I'm standing still.
Oh, yeah. Indianapolis 500.
It's crazy.
They caught a guy down here in a Corvette one night last week going 165 on I-4.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
These are guys that end up killing themselves and other people with them. It's right. Very, very unsafe. So
stand by. I think I have hot news here.
All right, sir.
Yeah, it looks like the broken-down vehicle is being moved out of the right lane of the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel within an hour and 15 minutes from the time it started.
All right.
So those of you who are backed up in Rosedale, some of you backed up to New York, it'll work out eventually.
Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate that. We'll get an update for you in a couple of minutes here. If you're retired and still paying a mortgage, ask yourself this question: after the mortgage, the groceries, the utilities, and everything else, how much is left each month in the budget? Prices keep going up, but your income doesn't. That's why more and more homeowners are turning to Mark McVeary, the reverse mortgage answer man. Mark helps homeowners 62 years of age and older take control of your finance by using a reverse mortgage to eliminate monthly mortgage payments and keep more of your money. You stay in your home. You keep the title. You finally get the breathing room that you've been looking for. And Mark's been doing this for over 30 years. He's local. He's honest. He'll meet with you at your home. No pressure, no obligations, no hard sell. An honest, Q&A as to if the reverse mortgage might be right for you. So if you're ready to take control and stop the financial squeeze, call Mark 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th. New customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Good morning at 623, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
If you have something coming from Prime today, that was a Prime tractor trailer that was broken down in the Fort McHenry Tunnel, now sitting near the Key Highway ramp. So he's out. Took an hour to get him out. All four lanes are moving again now, the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So we'll see how long it takes to recover. Both the tunnels are backed up all the way back to Moravia Road. But now, at least we're moving. In a half an hour or so, we'll check it again. But for right now, if you're sitting in the tail end of those backups, at least a half an hour delay, probably more. Beltway starts to fill in just a bit now. And we've had a look over on the west side. Going to go back there real quick. Probably in the area now, right around 795 coming down the hill from that area. Let me see if it's backed up through there. Yeah, it's already backed up now. 795 down to Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Well, it turns out it's sunny today and 77 right now, cloudy, and 55 in Annapolis. It's 50 in Reisterstown. We're talking about a couple of sheriffs, two of at least three. Sheriff DeWeese of Carroll County says he won't enforce these civic orders, giving PSIG land access to your land to survey it, for the MPRP project. Frederick County Sheriff Charles Jenkins also supporting the landowners. A spokeswoman for his office stated, quote, "We will not force landowners to allow the Piedmont Group members to access their land. The sheriff has instructed deputies to advise the Piedmont Group to seek relief through the courts." End of quote. No word from Baltimore County Sheriff Jay Fisher, who is, usually... it's a tough time finding him.
Yeah.
In many cases, he's just not a big public persona. But the sheriffs do. They are a constitutional law enforcement officer, and they basically are, what they say goes.
Yeah. Constitutionally.
Constitutionally. Yeah. If we were going to, live by the Constitution, which we should be doing, abide by the Constitution.
Funny concept, sure.
It is a funny concept. And it's just a question here of, this is eventually going to come to a head. And there are going to be some people who probably are not going to bother with the PSEG people if they show up on their... but I would imagine, I would advise and caution PSEG, if you do not... you can go to the court and you get yourself a civic order... but that doesn't mean you're going to get on somebody's land.
Yeah.
And if somebody doesn't want you on their land, then you should just go quietly. And remember, yep. It was what Governor Moore said, this was unacceptable, this wasn't going to stand, or something like that. I got to go back and look at the quote. But quietly, he's gone hiding in the tall grass over this issue. And there's just a handful of legislators, delegates, et cetera, like Nino Mangione and April Rose and some of the others in Baltimore County, Frederick County, and in Carroll County that actually do give a darn about this, because it's, these are the constituents that they represent. These are property owners and landowners and homeowners. Some of their businesses and farms have been handed down through generations. Others just, they don't want these, egregious eyesores of power lines running through their property, which will devalue their property.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you buy location, location, location. You don't buy a house knowing that you're going to have a massive power line 100 yards from your home.
Right.
That changes the value of your property immensely. It also changes the whole feel of why you live there in the first place. I mean, for a while, a long time ago, we had a house being built, and we lived on a farm. And the wife of the farmer, is in the gentleman farmer kind of thing, she said that as soon as she could see other houses... she was moving. And because there are people who want to be isolated, they want to be alone, they buy rather deliberately in that kind of location because they value their privacy, they value the land, they value having their windows open in the summer and hearing the birds chirp, hearing an owl hoot, that kind of thing.
Well, just imagine, you spend your entire life, generations of your family, either working the farm or owning the land, being passed down to your family members, you've been paying property taxes on that land, you've done everything you can, and then all of a sudden, because their data centers needed in Northern Virginia, and I'm questioning whether you even need these data centers. Yes, we do need power. That's an issue. But we shouldn't be powering data centers in Northern Virginia. This is a pass-through type of thing. But now they're going to come in and they're going to take this land with eminent domain and pay you 10 cents on the dollar if you're lucky. This has got to stop. This is not constitutional. And Nukilo versus London... blew it all up.
Yeah,
versus New London, rather. That blew the whole thing up. Yeah. Before it was public takings for public use. Now these are takings for
public
private
purpose.
Yeah,
yeah. And if they can justify public purpose now, so they change the meaning of the takings clause of the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution.
Hopefully there won't be any incidents, but at least in Carroll County and Frederick County, it won't be the sheriffs enforcing the law, or the civic order, I should say, there. Tim. Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, as you're now seeing, it's getting a little bit toasty. It feels like late May here in late April. And obviously things are going to warm up soon, and that means you got air conditioners going to have to be operating efficiently and properly and not costing you an arm and a leg, because we all know electric rates now have gone through the roof. They're due for another increase in June. They're due for another increase next year. So you want to make sure your air conditioning is working, A, and B, it's working efficiently, so it's not costing you extra money. Call Tim Kyle. He'll come out and do a service appointment and check up on your HVAC. And again, they'll make sure it's operating efficiently and properly at 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404. And they've worked on my home and Bruce's home, and they'll do excellent work for you as well. Or check them out online, Tim Kyle Company. That's Kyle with a Y, timkylecompany.com. It's 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Former staff member at the Charles Hickey School Youth Detention Facility has now been indicted on 57 felony child sex abuse charges. 78-year-old Ronald Neverden, initially facing 38 charges when he was arrested in March, that has now grown to 57, is following a lawsuit claiming he sexually abused nearly 70 boys from the 1960s through the 1990s. Baltimore police investigating a crash that claimed the life of a 63-year-old pedestrian in Harbor East. This sad story. Victim was in around 1,000 block of Fleet Street around 7 p.m. Tuesday. He stumbled, fell into the street, and was struck by a Charm City circulator bus. The victim was taken to the hospital where he died. There was a similar accident involving an MTA bus on 100 block of West Fayette Street on March 11th. The victim there in that incident also died. Mayor Brandon Scott has announced a $1.2 million contribution to the Key Bridge Emergency Response Fund. The funding from the Baltimore Community Foundation will be used to assist the families of the 6 construction workers who were killed in that 2024 bridge collapse and the 2 men who survived. The mayor says the additional funding will allow the city to extend its support for an additional 30 months. Over the past year, the families of those victims and survivors have received critical support to cover burial and repatriation costs, housing, legal services, child care, travel, and other expenses. A Baltimore man is facing charges for allegedly impersonating a police officer. Maryland State Police say 60-year-old Antonio Cole was arrested after a traffic stop in Prince George's County on Sunday. Cole was stopped at westbound Route 50 for having expired registration tags. During the stop, troopers spotted a bulletproof vest labeled police, a duty belt with a loaded magazine, handcuffs, pepper spray, a baton, and a handgun that turned out to be a BB gun. Cole was charged with impersonating a police officer, illegal possession of ammunition. He's now been released on $2,000 bail. 6:32 right now on WCBM Next. WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Pick 3 Lottery, 772. Your pick 4, 6725. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Major backups early this morning from earlier problems at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All 4 lanes are open again now at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and we're moving traffic into and then eventually out on 95 down towards 395. But the backup is still back to Moravia Road. 895 never had a problem. They just took the hit. They got the overflow, and we're backed up on 895 all the way back to Moravia Road as well. Early 30-minute delays right now with traffic moving, but not much of a dent yet in the backup coming south. Your west side outer loop delays already there, and it's solid from 795 down through Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is late April, but this feels a little more like late May with the warm weather the rest of this week. Turning out sunny today, 77. Near 80 tomorrow. Slight chance of a shower Friday, 78 the high Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Orioles bats were silenced last night. One hit by the tough left-hander Mitchell Parker, beaten in all phases by the Nats. 7-0 was the final. You had a feeling this game was going to go south, basically, from the jump.
Oh. Down Nathaniel Lowe.
Call courtesy of 106.7 The Fan. That's Nats Radio in D.C. Orioles pitching surrendered 14 hits, including 11 off Dean Kramer and 5 and a third. Here's manager Brandon Hyde in the postgame.
Well, I thought Dean, you know, when he was in the middle part of the plate, I thought they hit him hard. I thought the split was okay. You know, the cutter to low was in the middle part of the plate, bad pitch.
For his part in the postgame, Kramer agreed. It's there. Well, maybe it's not.
The big part of the zone that kind of got hit in the grass.
Or over the fence.
That was one of the issues that I had today.
Two home runs surrendered by Kramer in the game. Here's an astounding number from last night. Dean Kramer with two strikes on the batter. Nats went 7-for-13 with 5 extra base hits. NFL draft one day away. Cam Ward expected to go number one to the Titans. Two-way Travis Hunter in line for Cleveland at number two. The Ravens sit at number 27 and being linked at this point to Georgia safety Malachi Starks. Roquan Smith is a fellow Bulldog.
Got a great deal of respect for him. I heard a lot of great things about him, like the Georgia guy, like really, really mature for his age.
The two-time AP All-American also expected to be on the Dolphins' radar. NBA playoffs last night, no stopping the Thunder, 118-99 over the Grizzlies, 2-0 lead now for OKC in that series. The Lakers tie up the T-Wolves 1-1, 94-85 was the final last night. The time now is 6:37. When we return, the case of the missing decimal point.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Well, it's bad enough that the Orioles got one hit last night by the Nats. They're 9-13. But Masson Plus unveiled itself last night.
Uh-oh.
And a handful of fans.
Uh-oh.
This is a bungle. A handful of fans got overcharged. And when I say overcharged, I mean overcharged by a lot. You could sign up for $89.99 for the rest of the year. Unfortunately, the decimal point was misplaced for a handful of fans. The decimal point was supposed to be after the first nine, but it ended up being after the third nine.
Oh, no. Oh,
899? So 8,999. I'm laughing, and I'm sorry, okay? Because it's not a laughing matter. If it happened to me, I'd be P.O.'d.
Yes, you're absolutely
okay?
Right.
But that's what happened last night.
Well, at least they discovered the mistake, and hopefully they rectified it.
Can you imagine? Wow. You look up your credit card, and there's an 8,999. I'm sorry. It's not funny. I'm sorry.
You don't get mad. You simply say, all right, how are you guys going to additionally compensate me for this?
Yeah. Should be free.
Yeah. They're going to have. Do you know how many
half price,
there were?
Yeah.
Well, the Sun is just saying a handful.
Okay.
So
right.
I don't know.
So right. That would be 5.
Well, technically he's right.
Yeah.
That's 5. Okay.
A handful. What does that mean? You know?
That's what happened.
All right. And,
all the way around. Bad.
You've heard about the curse of Cal, right?
The curse of Cal?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Cal Ripken Sr. Ever since he was fired.
Fired, right. Yeah.
Have we won anything?
No. But we hadn't won stuff before he got fired. I mean, he got fired in 88, right?
Right.
So 83 was the last, so it was five years.
But since 88,
right,
we've bad, not very won bad anything.
No.
No World Series.
No. So we've been to the ALCS two times. Right.
But did not make it to the World Series. Mm-hmm. Did not win the World Series.
So. Curse of Cal.
Curse of Cal. They say the only thing that can break the Curse of Cal is another Cal.
So do we have one?
Cal Ripken Jr.
Jr., right? Yeah. Oh, I get what you're saying. Okay. It takes me a little while.
There's a listener, Michael. He says, hide out Ripken in. Only Cal can break the Curse of Cal.
I think you're right.
All right. We'll see.
Hey, so it's worse. So like the Billy Goat Curse.
Right.
Yeah. In Chicago. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I got you. Yeah.
Right. You know what it was all about, by the way? They refused to let him bring his Billy. It was the Cubs. They refused to let him bring his Billy Goat into the ballpark.
Right. Imagine that. Like, why wouldn't you let a Billy Goat?
Really, seriously.
I mean, they had Dog Night.
I think the same thing happened to
Goat Night.
John Miller. Never mind. All right. 6:39.
You and John Miller.
21 minutes before the hour at 7 o'clock here on the Morning Drive.
You take a look at what the Democrats are doing. And Sean, we've talked about this for the last handful of days. It is amazing who they're choosing as their poster boys and exactly what issues all the energy of the Democrat Party seems to be focused on. It's all stuff where they have between 10% and 20% support in the public, and they're getting clobbered for some reason. They say, "Oh, let's do more of that." Eric Schmidt, senator, says, "You think about it, Democrat stupidity right now, it never seems to end.
The stupidity has no end, I guess. I can't believe that these Democrats are lining up to go down to a foreign country to visit a guy who was here illegally, a criminal, an MS-13 member who beat his wife."
Yeah, you got to wonder. Because right away it was like, you got to bring Garcia home. And my initial comment only was, what? You're arguing to please bring the wife beater back? I mean, seriously, this is going to be the argument? Bring the wife beater back home. Schmidt went on to say that the Democrats, clearly they care a lot about our Garcia. I mean, they keep going down to visit him. Although they're now being told, you can come down and visit El Salvador, have a margarita, and then go home. You're not seeing the guy. But they're going to still go down. But he does wonder, what about us? What about U.S. citizens?
I can't believe that they're that stupid that this is the guy. This is the poster child now for their movement, and it's why support for Democrats are record low numbers. They're completely out of touch. They're viewed as having way more empathy for someone like this than victims of crime or for neighborhoods that have been inundated through mass migration with an open border.
Yeah, Newt Gingrich has a little harsher view, and he's been around long enough to know how Democrats have behaved themselves in Washington over a number of decades.
I have never seen the Democratic Party this deranged. If you watch them, it's like they're looking around trying to find the weirdest, strangest things they can be for.
Now, Sean, you may mock. You may say, oh, come on now, they're for apple pie and America and Chevrolet and all that kind of stuff. Newt says, wait a minute, let me give you some of the things they're hanging their hat on right now.
Give me a chance to be for males playing in girls' sports. Give me a chance to be for the most radical possible position on illegal immigration. Give me a chance to go out there and stand firmly for a whole series of ideas that nobody else in America wants. This is really remarkable. And it's almost like the party has lost its head.
He says this. You know, I love the Peanuts cartoons.
Yeah.
And one of the things that happens a lot is Lucy and the football, right? Newt says, this is like Lucy and the football. The Democrats are Charlie Brown.
This is worse than Lucy with the football and Peanuts. This is embarrassingly bad. I suspect they get in a room, all the big donors, a lot of alcohol, hanging out, and they go, God, Van Hollen, you're so good. You're so courageous. We're so glad you're going out there making a fool of yourself. I can't figure out any other sociological explanation of this level of insanity.
And really, they are insane about this stuff.
Yeah, and it looks like they're going to just embrace, they're going to double down. They're going to embrace the suck, as they say. AOC is now, according to Nate Silver and others, is going to be the Democrat nominee in 28.
She's the odds-on favorite right now. She is. I hope between now and then she figures out what a food disposer does. Remember that when she moved into
the garbage disposal. Yeah.
When she moved into her apartment, D.C. What is this thing? Really? Seriously? She didn't grow up in the wild. She grew up in a rather affluent neighborhood. Seems to be in Connecticut or something like this. So chances are she'd seen one before. Maybe her mom and dad never told her how it worked. 6:43 traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Just made a ride through Annapolis and no problems at all. Coming out of Stevensville, the westbound span is clear. Traffic eastbound is good as well. Leaving Sandy Point, headed east on 50, and then after that, everybody's okay. Whitehall Road over to Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and for right now, still clear at I-97 and Route 32. Also checked on the BW Parkway, coming up from Powder Mill Road, coming down from Arundel Mills Boulevard, down through that area at the Fort Meade. All the lanes are open. Beltway continues to fill in on the Parkville side. The west side was already slow this morning from 795 down through Frederick Road. We're recovering slowly, but still backed up. A very long delay southbound. 20-minute delays, if not longer, trying to go south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it's going to be eventually sunny today and 77 today. You know, started kind of the same yesterday. Started with cloud cover, and then the sun came out later. Pretty much the same today. Right now, we got some partly cloudy skies. 50 in Ellicott City, and it's 52 in downtown Baltimore. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for latest items trending the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name.
Watson. You will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
There are videos online of people in Walmart freaking out because there are anti-theft locks on the meat.
Saw that. Chicken wire.
Yeah.
We have the meat, but we're not giving it to you.
Some locations have been doing it for a while, probably in higher crime areas. Here is one shopper's reaction to the meat that's been locked up.
Baby, this one you know is bad. When they put men in your gate so you don't steal, baby, they meat. Oh, girl, this got to be bad, Lord Jesus.
Walmart shoppers, you should consult with Chuck Whitaker over the problem of locked up meat. Just saying.
Check, there's so many ways we can go here, all of which are really insulting.
No, we can just move on. It's
okay,
fine.
Sure. We're fine. No problem.
I ain't going to step in it today.
Yeah.
Taco Bell.
I know they're waiting for it, but I ain't going to say
it. I know.
Taco Bell is bringing back crispy chicken nuggets for a limited time starting this Thursday. And by the way, that meat will not be locked up at Taco Bell.
No.
Domino's offering 50% off pizza if you ordered online now through April the 27th. 50% off all Domino's orders. Ham is back on the menu permanently at Arby's. The return of the ham and Swiss melt and chicken cordon bleu sandwich. Mm. So if you like that. And Buffalo Wild Wings, great deal. Brings back all-you-can-eat wings. Again, now you can mix and match your wings as well.
Oh, that's good.
So the boneless only will run you about $20. Traditional or mix and match goes for $25. Offer available Monday through Thursday. Dine in only. So no sneaky takeout wing hoarding.
So you can mix and match. Does it mean some chicken, some duck, some turkey?
No. You can mix and match the boneless or traditional wings.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Different kinds of sauces.
You didn't get that, Bruce?
Apparently not.
No. Self-explanatory.
Yeah. Yeah. Typically, when we talk about wings, it's chicken wings.
I just never know.
Okay. Not, I know you don't know. Not buffalo wings, because the buffalo wings would be locked up.
Yeah. Oh, they'd be locked up.
Who should be locked up? Like right now.
Wait a minute. There's guys with butterfly now, so that's right outside the window here.
Is there a difference between boneless and wings?
Hi, Chuck. Seeing a couple, 6:47. 13 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on the Morning Drive. But the Democrats are just in disarray right now. These podcasters, I saw Rombo Deadfish Emanuel was attacked by some left-wing female podcaster about the trans issue with biological males and in the women's locker rooms, restrooms, competing in sports, and he was saying that until we get this thing squared away, we're going to continue to lose elections. She went after him, saying it's MAGA. MAGA's obsessed with genitalia.
Beck is not obsessed with genitalia. The people who insist that they have genitalia that they don't are obsessed with genitalia. I mean, if you got the twig and berries, you keep insisting instead, no, right. You got different equipment down there.
So you got that. You got the Liawatha meltdown in the interview the other day.
That was hilarious.
That
was hilarious.
It was hilarious. And then you got Hakeem Jeffries now challenging David Hogg. Hogg challenging Jim Carville, says last election he won was 40-some years ago. Why is he even relevant now? So, again, and Hogg is basically talking about challenging Democrat incumbents that aren't progressive enough.
Yeah, Hogg says that he's going to start, and he is not like a vice chair of the party or something like this. He is going to primary Democrats with whom he happens to disagree.
I got elected to this position to fight to win back our young people and make sure that across the board with every single demographic, pretty much, except the elderly and the highly educated, we lost margins this past election cycle. This is a major crisis for our party right now, and it needs to be met with the ferocity it deserves so that we're able to win back those young people, win back the margins that we lost with a lot of those demographics. And that's not going to happen with the traditional tactics of just standing by and acting like, let's just hope if we put $200 million behind these frontline candidates that we're just all of a sudden going to get to winning again.
Now, remember, David Hogg has come to prominence because he claimed to be somewhere he was not during a school shooting, and somehow that propelled him into this position. I have to say one thing, though, in his benefit. He has really nice hair. I mean, you take a look at the guy, and clearly one of his top priorities is making sure that his hair looks good. And it does. I mean, he looks like a TV anchor from the late 70s, early 80s. And he's got the big hair all perfectly sprayed in place. He's a good-looking hair guy. Yeah. But all the brains, apparently, were cut off in the last haircut.
We need bold tactics in this moment. Our base knows it, and I will tell you, although there are people in this town that this is upset that are benefiting from the status quo, they want to do two things at the same time. They want to keep the same people in the positions of power that they're in right now, and they want to win, but we cannot do that. We have to bring in new people.
And my observation is, you go, David.
Yeah.
You go, boy.
David Camera Hogg.
Yeah.
650. Coming up next, we're going to be taking a look at the tech tax. Already, its impact, without the bill even being signed, we've got business owners who are relocating and thinking about leaving the state as predicted. I'll tell you about the Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, right here, WCBM.com, and on our Rumble page as well. It is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111.
Jim, you've been talking about hypnosis on WCVM for many years, and you talk about all sorts of problems that can be solved with your hypnosis, besides drinking and smoking.
Like gambling, that's a single session. PTSD, well, that's 5 sessions every 3 months. Ovarian cysts and menstrual problems for women, usually just 1 session. Taking college tests. And sports, excellent for golf, a day or two before the tournaments, tennis, archery, wrestling, too many to mention.
So you can help people quit smoking, quit drinking, quit gambling, handle stress better, and improve in sports like golf? And Rory McIlroy just won the Masters.
Well, for something like that, you want to see him a day before he does the tournament. Oh my gosh, it's fantastic.
Jim, you do it all. Tell the listeners how they can reach you.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. 410-661-1111.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here. Join me for a fireside chat at our inaugural WCBM Pints and Politics Happy Hour, Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timodium. Join me and Delegate Nino Mangione as we discuss Trump's first 100 days, sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Tickets are just $20 and include delicious light hors d'oeuvres and your own complimentary WCBM pint glass. Space is limited, so get your tickets today at WCBM.com. That's Pints and Politics, April the 30th at Michael's Cafe and Timonium.
We will make America proud again.
See you there.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Great news out of the White House yesterday. We'll talk about right after the top of the hour. And that is, hey, you deadbeat college loan folks, pay up or we will come and take your money from you. We'll talk about that right around 10 minutes right now. Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Hearing that horn that we just heard, is it Herb Alpert?
Yes, Tijuana Brass.
Yeah, exactly. You know how some companies have signature sounds?
Yeah. Chuck Whitaker sound.
I think it's a Chuck Whitaker sound, isn't it?
Yeah, sure is.
Every time we introduce Chuck, we should play that horn.
I can find that sound effect.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't have to say anything. If you do it, that'll be my protest, and then you can see what you want to do with it then.
No, I see.
I'm saying you don't like
it. Yeah, you see.
It.
See this. You decide what you're going to say.
When you lock his meat up.
I'm getting a number of text reference to that comment.
Really? I can't imagine why.
They think it's per voice.
Really? Per voice?
Yes. I'm watching a Medicare who's been coming up the Beltway from I-70, got off at 795, and I think the wreck here is actually on 795 right before the Beltway, so already we're going to get an impact very quickly here coming down from Owings Mills Boulevard. Not quite back there yet, but looking at the camera, which is on the bridge at McDonough Road, and they're slowing there, so I'm waiting to see. I think the Medicare is going to have to go up to Owings Mills Boulevard and then come back southbound from there, so be on the lookout for it. Already getting a backup there. The outer loop is slow from 795 down through Frederick Road. Parkville side now begins to fill in. Both the tunnels still hurting from earlier problems this morning. Southbound, the lanes are open, but delays continue on 95 and 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
I hope you
logged
that.
Can bring a new season of change and growth. Getting back into activities can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Well, the channel says sunny today and a high of 77. Nicer tomorrow, sunny and 80. Maybe some shower activity Friday into Saturday. Right now, cloudy, 53 in Pasadena, 51 in Middle River. Well, the last general insane asylum session, there was a 2.5% business-to-business service tax that was bandied about, and that blew up in their face because that was going to drive a lot of businesses out of business or out of the state. So they settled on a 3% sales tax on IT and data services, and that's going to take effect July 1st. Lawmakers fast-tracked the tax towards the end of the session, giving very little time for tech companies to prepare, to weigh in, to try to rebut what kind of impact. And right now, a growing number of tech companies are packing up and preparing to leave Maryland if Governor Moore signs off on this controversial new IT tax. It will punish innovation. It will crush their margins. It would cost some of these businesses upwards of $250,000 or more. Todd Marks is CEO and founder of Baltimore-based MindGrub Technologies. He says he's considering moving to Tennessee, North Carolina, Florida, or perhaps even Wyoming because of this tax.
We've got one foot out the door in this state, but you know we would gladly just stay here and then leave.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure nobody likes to have to relocate their business and their employees, et cetera. But the Maryland progressive Democrats, because they can't stop spending, because they're, they are guilty of legislative malpractice, this is how they decided to, quote, balance the budget, end of quote. And Mark says it's going to affect his bottom line.
Almost a third of your bottom line. So it's super impactful if you can't just readily roll it over to your clients and make them pay, but then why would they pay more if they can just hire a company in Pennsylvania or Virginia and not pay 3% more?
Yeah, it's not like you need bricks and mortars to go to you can get software, you can get data service, tech service from just about anywhere in the country, and why just go somewhere cheaper, shop at a state where they don't have the 3% tech tax. And Wade Berger, he's another tech CEO, Ascendant Technologies, and listen to what he says the increase on his business is.
It's actually a 624% increase in the tax burden for Maryland just on my company. That's not something that any of us saw coming. It's not something any of us can budget for.
Yeah, that 624% increase is the death toll for this is going to be very bad for business. And both of these gentlemen are saying that there's still time to fix this thing.
That in itself pretty much puts a lot of the small companies like mine in jeopardy.
We're shrinking as a state, and you need to grow. And to grow, you have to, you know, the expression is money goes where it's welcome, right? And we don't welcome money here. We push it out of state.
Right now, this bill is sitting on the governor's desk waiting to be signed into law. They're trying to get people that, that the governor will at least listen to reason. But, again, that would cause you got to go back into special session mm-hmm. to find somewhere else to balance the budget. So it doesn't look like that's going to happen. Looks like he's going to sign off on it. And, you know, we'll see. Hell-bent for election, as they say. 6:58, and you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
For those of you who are thinking, boy, I wish I felt healthier. I wish I could somehow go through spring and into summer feeling really good, really strong this year. Well, there's a way of addressing that issue. Look, if you're looking for a natural way to boost your energy, to support your heart, stay active as you get to age, it's a time to try Rescue Orasine. This unique supplement gives your body the essentials it needs to fight fatigue and improve stamina, all without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial boosters. Plus, it supports healthy blood pressure and overall cardiovascular function, helping you feel your very best every day. Now, right now, radio listeners can take advantage of a special buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Orasine. Just use the code MYENERGY when you order. That's M-Y-E-N-E-R-G-Y when you order. Call 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a knowledgeable product consultant or visit rescue.com. And use the code MYENERGY, M-Y-E-N-E-R-G-Y, at checkout. Don't miss out. This exclusive deal will not last long, so go to rescue.com. That's, again, RES-Q.com. And use the code MYENERGY to grab Rescue Orasine with a buy one, get one free savings. Stay energized, stay heart healthy with Rescue Natural Supplements.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's a move that may make some of the foods we buy less colorful, but proponents say they'll be a whole lot safer. The FDA ordering an end to the use of synthetic dyes in foods.
For the last 50 years, we have been running one of the largest uncontrolled scientific experiments in the world on our nation's children without their consent. And today, we are removing these petroleum-based chemicals from their food supply.
FDA Commissioner Marty McCarry. It has forced several thousand people to flee their homes. A massive wildfire raging in Ocean County, New Jersey, not far from the Jersey shore. The blaze has even closed a stretch of the busy Garden State Parkway, along with many other roads. Almost 9,000 acres have been charred. More than 1,300 structures threatened in Ocean and Lacey Townships, New Jersey. Parental rights and religious convictions at the heart of a case out of Maryland. It's now being considered by the U.S. Supreme Court.
It's all about the right to remove their children from elementary school classes using storybooks with LGBTQ themes and characters. Tuesday's case is the latest dispute involving religion to come before the High Court. The justices have repeatedly endorsed claims of religious discrimination in recent years. Parents sued after the Montgomery County school system stopped allowing them to pull their kids from lessons that included the books. Keith Peters, Washington.
Members of the public paying final respects to Pope Francis. His body lies in state in St. Peter's Basilica until Saturday's funeral and burial. President Trump says he will not try to fire Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, but he does wish the Fed would lower interest rates. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 751 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 522. More on these stories at townhall.com.
See, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true, people are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on the BW Parkway. It is southbound around Arundel Mills Boulevard between there and 175. I'm looking at the camera at Route 100. Pretty solid backup. It's moving, but it is still backed up. So you'll have that delay. The wreck reported 795 southbound was right before the Beltway. The last report we had from the state police said the vehicles now may be on the shoulder, but we started to see the backup as that traffic was coming south from Owings Mills Boulevard on 795. And now the Beltway with the normal delays on the west side, on the Parkville side. JFX are still clear. We're still hurting from early morning problems that were still backed up. 25 to 30 minute delays southbound trying to get through both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is late April, but this feels a little more like late May with the warm weather the rest of this week. Turning out sunny today, 77. Near 80 tomorrow. Slight chance of a shower Friday, 78 the high Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Reisterstown has 47 degrees, and currently in downtown Baltimore, it's a bit warmer at 59. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Baltimore City State's Attorney's Office is investigating an apparent cybersecurity incident on its network. Communications Director James Bentley says in a statement that the office was notified about unusual activity on March 19th. Management Information Systems responded immediately to secure the network and activate the Cyber Incident Response Plan. State's Attorney Ivan Bates charged members of the executive team to engage with outside partners to assist in protection against the detected activity. Loyola University will be holding a mass to remember Pope Francis today. The private Jesuit university in Baltimore is mourning the loss of the first Jesuit pope. Loyola leaders say Pope Francis embodied the values that define the university. Community, including the mission of service, justice, the transformational power of education, and care for the earth. Anne Arundel County Police have released the name of the man who was killed in a Monday evening crash in Severn. The head-on crash took place involving a Ford Expedition and a Lexus RX about 5 p.m. Telegraph Road at Norcross Lane. Driver of the Lexus was pronounced dead at the scene. Has been identified as James Sims of Upper Marlboro. The 19-year-old driver of the Ford Expedition flown to Shock Trauma, where she is in critical but stable condition. Three children between the ages of 3 and 7, also in the Ford, they sustained non-life-threatening injuries. The accident remains under investigation. These headlines were brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele right now at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here in studio with Maryland, Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Got a question for you, Vinny. What do you think the number one challenge home sellers face in this current real estate market?
Hey, Sean, you know the market has been strong for selling, but the biggest challenge for those that need to buy as well is trying to find the perfect home in a low inventory market, plus timing the sale of their current home with the purchase of their new home.
Now, we've talked over the years about all the different options you have available that the typical real estate agent would be clueless on.
We have several programs depending on our customers' needs, but our most popular include our exclusive trade-up program and sell today and stay for up to 12 months. All the programs are designed to help home sellers get the most amount of money within their time frame with the least amount of hassle and inconvenience.
So if you're trying to figure out how to sell and buy at the same time, call or text Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Looking for some redemption after the Easter Sunday incident at Camden Yards, the Birds found no such thing last night at Nats Park.
Here's the wind of the pitch. Swing by Cruz and a drive to deep left center field. This is way back. Going, going, gone, goodbye.
Charlie Slows with the call on Nats Radio all night long for D.C. 7 runs, 14 hits off Oriole pitching. No runs, 1 hit for the Birds. It was a blanking. 7-0 was the final. Dean Kramer takes the loss for Baltimore, going 5 1/3. Didn't really have a lot of answers in the postgame.
I think it's a combination of a couple things, maybe. I'm going to have to go back and watch and learn.
Elsewhere in the East, Guardians take care of the Yankees. The Red Sox beat the Mariners. Rays and Blue Jays both losers last night. College basketball, former Terp shooting guard Rodney Rice has made a decision. He's staying in the Big Ten and transferring to USC. So in the end, neither Jacoby Gillespie nor Rodney Rice followed Kevin Willard to Villanova. Coming up in 30 minutes, injuries are piling up for the Capitals. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowy and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowy. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or saferetirementsolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland coming up in this hour. Former Congresswoman Nancy Mace confronts an activist while she was shopping. She was being harassed. We'll tell you about that. Supreme Court's going to rule on the Rainbow Mafia's curriculum before that Montgomery County case. They wouldn't let parents opt out of some of the controversial reading materials in lower grades. But our top story here today is the Trump administration has announced they're going to go after the deadbeats that owe money for student loans.
I got to tell you, Sean, when this story initially broke during the Biden administration that Joe Biden was going to start forgiving all kinds of college loans, basically he was trying to buy votes. And I mean, it didn't work out for him very well, but that was the intent at the time. It irked me. It irked me because it didn't strike me as fair to ask somebody to pony up some money to pay for some other kids, some other guy's kids' education. It struck me that that's patently unfair. If the other guy's kids wanted money for their education, there are other routes through which they could have gotten it. But asking your neighbor to pay for your kid's education just struck me as unfair, particularly since the neighbor might not have gone to college himself or herself, and now he or she is expected to foot the bill. Well, this administration is very different. Caroline Leavitt, speaking yesterday for the president, said something that I just did. I love hearing this. And she said, come May 5th, things are going to change.
On May 5th, the Department of Education will resume involuntary collections for borrowers with defaulted federal student loans. The student loan portfolio controlled by the federal government is nearly $1.6 trillion. But fewer than 4 out of 10 borrowers are in repayment. This is unsustainable, unfair, and a huge liability for American taxpayers. Debt cannot be wiped away. It just ends up getting transferred to others.
Yeah, think about that. It can't be wiped away. Just you get to pay it. You get to pay it. I mean, Kristen gets to pay it. I get to pay it. Everybody else here gets to pay for somebody else's child to have a higher education. Now, two questions for you. Is a higher education absolutely necessary in this society? No, it is not. I'll give you the answer. There are lots of ways of making lots of money in this society without going to college or university for 4 years or 6 or 8 or whatever. Secondly, who should pay that bill? Answer for you, the person who took out their loan in the first place.
Why should Americans who didn't go to college or went to college and responsibly paid back their loans pay for the student loans of other Americans? The Trump administration will never force taxpayers to pay student loan debts that don't belong to them.
God bless.
Yeah. Well, I mean, government should never have gotten into the student loan business
right,
to begin
right.
with.
This is an Obama action.
This raised the tuition rates all yep. across the board because colleges and universities knew they had X amount
sure
of money
deal.
Guaranteed to come in, so they raised the rates anyway.
A commensurate amount.
But I want to talk about the cruel and unusual punishment that the Biden regime invoked on many of these student loan applicants who, by the way, thought they were going to get a free deal. They thought that they were not going to have to pay these loans. They kept hearing that they're going to wipe it out, blah, blah, blah. And meanwhile, interest is accruing this entire time during the last 4 years or so. And now the bill finally is coming due, and it's costing them more than ever now because of what the Biden administration did.
Yeah, what Levin said yesterday, by the way, was so encouraging to me because it's not just going to be huff and puff in town. This is going to be either pay your bills or we have a number of ways of recovering the money from you.
Student loan borrowers need clarity, and we're finally giving it to them. Borrowers will now be clearly expected to repay their loans, and those who default on their loan obligations will face involuntary collections. The government can and will collect defaulted federal student loan debt by withholding money from borrowers' tax refunds, federal pensions, and even their wages.
Period.
Yeah. Somebody's got to pay the bill, and it should be the person that took out that loan. And look, there are ways, there are forbearance and repayment options and so on and so forth. But you're talking about $1.3 trillion. Imagine that would halve the deficit this year alone and shave $1 trillion off our national debt as well.
713 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the Beltway now, if you're coming up the inner loop from 795, you come underneath Reisterstown Road, you start up the hill towards Park Heights Avenue. Right there, the bright sunshine is waiting for you, and at that point, it's on the windshield all the way over towards Green Spring, so that's part of the reason for that backup right there. Once you clear Green Spring and then start down the hill to the JFX, much better through there. You go back into the shade after the ramps at Green Spring. Parkville side is slow down. Bel Air Road going around to Providence Road. The west side has been 795 to Frederick Road. 795 is still slow. There was an accident that was on the shoulder southbound before the Beltway. Still backed up there. Both the Harbor Tunnels had problems early this morning, and we're still backed up southbound, even though we are moving traffic. But 95 and 895 are still very slow. A couple of vehicles, I think two SUVs were involved in this wreck on the BW Parkway southbound after Arundel Mills Boulevard, and it is definitely slow with an impact there as you're moving south from the airport cutoff. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunshine today eventually and 77 for the high. Right now we got some cloud cover, 53 in Glen Burnie and 52 in Middle River. Time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump will be attending the funeral of Pope Francis this Saturday in Rome. He made the announcement on Truth Social yesterday. Vice President J.D. Vance just announced that America and India have officially finalized the terms of reference for the trade negotiation between the two countries. This is brilliant news. India is the first country to finalize trade agreement negotiations terms with the United States. So some thought Italy would be. Yeah, but India beat him to the punch. Yesterday, Secretary Rubio started downsizing the State Department. Boy, did he ever. He has shuttered over 130 agency offices, including those that launched to further human rights, advance democracy overseas, counter extremism, and prevent war crimes. Many of them did the exact opposite of their stated goals. Today, the Russia-Ukraine delegation is expected to meet in London. And then Stephen Witkoff will head to Moscow. It looks like this might be the next serious push into ending the war in Ukraine and Russia. But keep your fingers crossed. We've been down this road before. A lot needs to happen. Caroline Leavitt at the White House press briefing yesterday saying mass deportations are being held up by congressional funding and rogue leftist judges.
Caroline, I have two questions, one on immigration and one on China. First on immigration, roughly how many illegal immigrants and aliens do we have in our country, and how many does the administration plan on deporting?
Sure. Well, you'd have to ask the Department of Homeland Security for specifically in the millions, perhaps up the country, illegally by the previous administration. And the president and his team are focused on deporting as many as we possibly can, and they are moving as quickly as possible. The president's team has made it clear we need more funding ICE agents out on the ground doing this very important work, and we also need rogue district court judges to stop acting as judicial activists trying to block the administration from deporting illegal criminals from our nation's interior. The American public elected the president to do this, and he's following through with that promise.
And we have over a quarter million on student visas. Does the administration believe there's any national security concern when it comes to those over a quarter million Chinese nationals in our country?
Well, as you know, when it comes to foreign visas, the Secretary of State remains has the right to revoke visas of those who we feel are acting in an adversarial way to our foreign policy interests here in the United States. He has that authority according to the Immigration and Nationality Act. So I would defer you to the State Department for any individual case, but they are looking at individuals who are given the privilege of being on a visa in our country, and if they are acting, again, adversarial to our foreign policy interests, their visa can be revoked, and they should be aware of that.
Yeah, and that's the fact, Jack, as they like to say.
Not a complicated concept.
Yeah, really. The first RICO racketeering charges against members of the Tren de Aragua illegal alien terrorist group are now being filed out of the Southern District in New York. Operation Take Back America, a nationwide initiative that marshals the full resources of the DOJ to repel this invasion. There are some now suggesting, they're pointing to Article 1, Section 9 of our Constitution as to what Trump may do regarding these illegal aliens, and it says the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended unless when in cases of rebellion or invasion the public safety may require it. FDR did it. Lincoln did it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Grant did it. They all ended up in our currency. It was very controversial when Lincoln did it.
But the
question is, can Trump do it? Article 1, Section 9. Suspend the writ of habeas corpus.
Actually, when Lincoln did it, it was very, very controversial here in this state. I mean, he basically shut down the General Assembly, put the governor in house arrest, which was not a popular thing.
Well, this is meant for the judges.
Yeah.
The judges that are acting as if they are the president of the United States. And so, don't know if it's being considered, but it is an interesting proposal. The Trump EPA cleaned house. They're firing hundreds of workers involved in the Marxist environmental justice and DEI programs there. The third would be Trump assassin plotted with a Telegram account linked to Ukrainian cell number. That account has now been identified, and it's registered to an individual with ties to the Ukrainian government.
Oh, wow.
So this is the third connection now. We had number one, the Butler, Pennsylvania assassin, the crooks. He had encrypted cell phones. Number two, Ruth, or Ryan Ralph, whatever his name was, he had ties to Ukraine. And now number three has ties to Ukraine. And here we thought it was just Iran was the problem. The Attorney General Pam Bondi officially launched the Eradicating the Anti-Christian Bias Task Force, ordered by President Trump. So that is underway. And finally, Trump is exploring ways to resolve America's demographic crisis. He's now thinking of including a $5,000 baby bonus for new moms.
Oh.
Or for mothers in general. So if you already have two children, you want that third, you get a $5,000 baby bonus. That would have to go through Congress if they were.
Does that go for trans women as well?
Yeah. Unfortunately, they wouldn't be qualified.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Day 94 of the Golden Age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly, and nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours, and our golden age has just begun.
7:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Charlie Kirk. When you want the truth, plain and simple, and someone to fight for our Constitution and country, then join me every weeknight at 7 for the Charlie Kirk Show, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
723, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Here he is, Buckaroo Johnson.
So the wreck on the BW Parkway now apparently off the roadway, but we're still backed up. It was southbound after Arundel Mills Boulevard, but there's still a long line of traffic there at Route 100. Just came back to revisit both the tunnels. 895 is still starting with the backup right here at Moravia Road. 95 south is also backed up starting at Moravia Road. It all started with a big broken down tractor trailer in the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel right around 5 this morning. So that started the backup. We have not recovered. 30-minute delays at least, and maybe even longer for both 895 and 95. Beltway, yep, all your normal delays are there. The bottom end of 795 might still be a little bit slow. They were looking at a wreck on the shoulder southbound right before the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it's going to be eventually sunny and 77 today. Partly cloudy start to the day, 52 in Bel Air, 55 and cloudy in Edgewater at 724. You're on the Morning Drive. Jeff is in Pasadena.
Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. I want to give a shout-out to Barbara and Beverly. Real quick, yesterday you guys were talking about one-liners in movies.
Right.
Bruce, I think it was you that brought up the chief of police in Jaws. We're going to need a bigger boat. That was Sean.
Yeah.
Yep. My all-time favorite actor was Charles Bronson. And I'm going to give you guys a couple of them real quick. He was in a movie called Hard Times. It was set back in, like, the Depression era. And he gets on a train, goes down to, I think it was New Orleans, to fight people, street fights for money. And he meets a woman down there that he likes, and they're sitting in a cafe having coffee. And she's kind of anti-violence. She says to him, "So, how does it feel to knock somebody down?" He says to her, "A whole hell of a lot better than getting knocked down."
Right.
and in one of those Death Wish movies, he meets up with one of the punk thugs that was harassing him and his girlfriend and daughter. They're in, I think, in a basement of an abandoned house or something. He tracks the guy down. He's pointing a gun at the guy, and he notices the guy has on a necklace with a cross on it. He says to the guy, "You believe in Jesus?" And the guy says, "Yes." Charles Bronson says, "Well, you're about to meet him." Blam. You guys have a good day.
All right, Jeff, thanks so much. Yeah, we did the one-liners yesterday. There was a survey out. Bruce is in Timonium.
Morning, Bruce.
Good morning, guys. Looking forward to seeing you up there at Michael's Cafe.
Yep, we'll be out there. Politics week from tonight.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you were talking about student loans before, and I remember one time when I was going to buy a house a long time ago. My wife and I they said you have to take a course on understanding credit and mortgages in order to apply.
Right.
Well, you know, they should do the same thing with these kids that are coming out of high school and they want to apply for all these student loans. They should be required to take a course that they and sign a document that they fully understand the implications of what they're getting into. And that course should include understanding credit, understanding contracts, and understanding the choice you make in the classes that you're going to take, you may not be able to pay this loan back, but you're going to have to pay for it anyway.
Who would impose that particular requirement?
Pardon me?
Who would impose that requirement?
I think the federal government, since they're the ones handing out the loans.
I can tell you right now, there is, in many of these cases, you have these young students who do not hold gainful employment as they're going into college. Yeah. Many of them. Some do. Some work their way through college. But many of them don't. But they don't qualify. So the parent has to co-sign the loan. So in many cases, the parents have to co-sign, and the parents need to tell their children, look, if you're taking this money out, you're going to have to pay it back. And here's what's going to happen. This is how compounding interest works. And whatever principal you borrow, let's say it's $10,000 today, by the time you pay it back 20 years from now, it could be $40,000.
Yeah. Exactly. And if the parents are co-signing, they should have to take the course with the kids.
I agree wholeheartedly.
My ex-girlfriend came over to this country. Her family came over legally from Bulgaria. When she was 18 years old, she enrolled in college and became a very successful, very good doctor. She's an allergist. And I remember sitting on the sofa with her one night when she was 44 years old, and she had a letter from whoever was doing the student loans at the time. She opened up and she said, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. My student loan is finally paid off." But, you know, it took her till she was 44, but she paid it off. And, you know, it can be done, but you can't be picking stupid courses to take.
Well, the other, you're right. Absolutely.
Debt.
And the other big, and Bruce, thanks so much for the call. We'll see you next Wednesday. Appreciate it. The other problem is a lot of, they did the temporary pause during COVID.
Yeah, sure.
So for 2 years. You weren't paying it. You didn't have to pay anything.
Interest still accrues.
That was a mistake.
Yes.
Yeah. 729, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And as we start to heat up in late spring and early summer, and you start utilizing that air conditioning to cool down, you want to make sure that it's working. And Tim Kyle Electric, they do incredible work on interior and exterior electrical wiring, landscaping, things of that nature. They also have a branch down out to the HVAC service as well. And they'll come out and service your air conditioning unit, make sure that it's working, number one, and that it's also working efficiently, because you might still cool, but it might take much more energy to do that if it's not been tuned up. So make sure they come out and look at it, do a little service repair or maintenance on it, and make sure that it's operating so when you need it and those 90-degree days come in this area with the humidity, it's going to work. Call Tim today, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404. 876-9404 or timkylecompany.com. It's 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. These headlines are brought to you by Audiology Associates, where silence is not golden. Call audiologist Dr. Melissa Segev, 410-944-3100, or visit them at aaiaudiology.com. Loyola University, we are holding a mass to remember Pope Francis today. The private Jesuit University in Baltimore is mourning the loss of the first Jesuit Pope. Loyola says Pope Francis embodied the values that define the university community, including the mission of service, justice, the transformational power of education, and care for the earth. Alameda County Police have released the name of a man who was killed in a Monday evening crash in Severn. The head-on crash involving a Ford Expedition and a Lexus RX happened just before 5 p.m. Telegraph Road and Norcross Lane. The driver of the Lexus pronounced dead at the scene. He had been identified as James Sims of Upper Marlboro. The 19-year-old driver of the Expedition was flown to shock trauma. She is in critical but stable condition. And the three children between the ages of 3 and 7 who were also in that expedition say they sustained non-life-threatening injuries. Accident remains under investigation. Former staff member at the Charles Hickey School Youth Detention Facility has been indicted on 57 felony child sex abuse charges. 78-year-old Ronald Neverden initially faced 38 charges when those charges were arrested in March following a lawsuit claiming he sexually abused nearly 70 boys from the 1960s to the 1990s. And Baltimore police are currently investigating a crash that claimed the life of a 63-year-old pedestrian in Harbor East. The victim was in the 1,000 block of Fleet Street around 7 p.m. Tuesday. He stumbled, fell into the street, was struck by a Charm City circulator bus. Victim was taken to a hospital where he died. 732 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
2-5, and now traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Morning back up. Coming south from I-97, Benfield Boulevard is now there at I-97 at Route 32. It does get better, and the pace improves after you clear the bridge at 178. And then all the lanes are open from there as you're merging eventually into the ramp at 50 and I-97 headed over towards Parole. Traffic coming off the Bay Bridge, you're fine all the way over to the Severn River Bridge. Active fire call now in the city in the Brooklyn area. Equipment has arrived. They had fire coming out of the roof at Patapsco Avenue at 9th Street, so they're setting up a perimeter there. Local traffic there. Be on the lookout for that. Heads up, BW Parkway still hurting from the wreck. It was off the roadway. We're slow on the Parkway southbound after Arundel Mills Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is late April, but this feels a little more like late May with the warm weather the rest of this week. Turning out sunny today, 77. Near 80 tomorrow. Slight chance of a shower Friday, 78 the high Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. While the Orioles have hardly looked like a playoff team this season, neither have the Nationals, who came into last night's game at 9-13 on the year. But then left-hander Mitchell Parker took the hill for D.C.
One ball, two strikes to Jackson Holliday. Here comes Parker to the plate. Strike three called, ring him up on the slider at the belt. And for the first time in his big league career, Mitchell Parker has finished eight innings. And oh, by the way, it's eight shutout innings, allowing only one hit.
Call courtesy of the Nats on Masson. Mitchell Parker looked like Cy Young out there last night as the Orioles go meekly to the Nats. 7-0 was the final. Brandon Hyde last night in the postgame on what made Mitchell Parker so tough.
It's kind of a sneaky fastball, a high release sneaky fastball, or late on it. And then to the lefties, a lot of breaking balls, tough time staying on. But we didn't work the count on them. We didn't make it very tough on them.
Didn't work the count on them. No, they did not. Tomo Sugano goes tonight for Baltimore. First pitch will be at 6:45. Elsewhere in baseball, two pitchers the Orioles could have offered in the offseason engaged in a pitcher's duel last night. Jake Pivetta for the Padres. Jack Flaherty, remember him, for the Tigers. San Diego wins it 2-0. Pivetta, 7 innings of shutout ball. Flaherty, 6 innings of 2-run ball. Their combined earned run average this year is less than 2. With 11 picks in tomorrow night's NFL draft, the Ravens are in good position, if they so desire, to wheel and deal. The question was posed to Eric DaCosta last week if some draft day trades were in the works.
If I had a crystal ball, I would answer that question. I think that we have 11 picks. I've always looked at draft picks as currency. You can either use that on a player, you can trade up, you can trade back, you can trade for future picks in future years. I think we're fortunate to be in this position.
Ravens are expected to go defense heavy early in the draft. And finally, longtime ESPN broadcaster Mike Patrick has passed away. For 36 years, Patrick called college and pro football games for ESPN and ABC. He was the voice of Sunday Night Football, and perhaps the most famous call of them all came in the 1999 playoff game between the Bills and the Titans.
Dyson and Bird are deep.
taken by Neal. He gives it to Wycheck. Wycheck, that looked like a forward pass. Taken by Dyson. Dyson's on the sideline. Dyson's going to go all the way. And there is no flag.
The Music City Miracle. Mike Patrick was at the mic. He passes away at the age of 80 years old. The time now is 7:37. When we return, what's in your wallet?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Well, you got to have some pelotas and you got to have some extra cash in order to do this. But the Baltimore Sun reporting this morning that a Virginia man placed a $50,000 pregame wager yesterday on the Orioles to beat the Nats.
Oh,
oh wow.
This coming two days after, actually, the incident on Easter Sunday. So obviously the guy lost, okay?
You think?
But it's interesting. The Caesars Sportsbook, where he placed the bet in Virginia, is saying that 60% of the pre-match bets were on the Orioles. So there were a lot of people that had confidence that they would come back from that loss.
They haven't watched our hitters this season.
They haven't watched the game.
Yeah, no. Pitching has been obviously the culprit here, but the offense is... just as bad.
The offense is just as bad, and I think that comment from Brandon Hyde that we played their approach, they didn't make it. You got to work deep in the count. Remember those Red Sox Yankee games from back in the day? 4-hour games.
Right.
Okay, it was like watching paint peel. But the reason why was because those batters worked the count. Yep. They worked those pitchers to death.
Exactly.
We don't do that.
Yeah, we don't. And it's a great point. Ouch, 50 grand.
50 grand.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 7:39. You're on the morning drive. Tom is in Catonsville. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, you know, I mean, we all support these things that Trump is trying to do. I mean, that's why we voted for him. But, you know, our biggest problem right now is the Republican Congress and Mike Johnson, because they're dragging their feet.
Yep.
They could be supporting him by passing, you know, individual laws to clarify birthright citizenship and what the due process is for terrorist organizations and all of those things. But they're not doing it. And I don't know what we're going to do to make them move, but they're dropping the ball. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to not only have somebody like Trump, but then to have both houses of Congress where we could do something. But instead of doing important things, we have people like Anna Paulina Luna, you know, going up against the proxy voting issue. That's not our important issue right now. We've got really important things to handle, and that's our biggest problem. I'm going to be calling Mike Johnson's office today, and you know, some other representatives. My representative is Mfume, so that's like talking to the wall.
Yeah.
I won't be calling him. But yeah, I mean, we need to be calling these people. They need to be moving. Trump needs to be making them move and drag them across the line if he has.
Yeah, well, he's trying to do that with the one big beautiful bill. That's going to be very hard to make both houses happy. But I agree with you. And I saw something on X yesterday. I still have to confirm it. I don't know if it's accurate, but they're saying out of the 110 days that so far in the Congress has been in session, they've only. I think they missed like 85 or the only. Okay, they've been absent a large part of those days. Of course, Easter recess and so on. So, again, the Senate they kept in session because they had a lot of confirmations to get through. But I think, look, the House could be reforming these courts right now. The Second District Court has basically been a rogue court, and they need to get their act together. But
really? Let me just note, I would disagree on saying what Anna Paulina Luna is doing is not. Not on target. If you allow this absentee voting, it benefits the Democrats tremendously. And you have a very, very close House right now.
Yeah, but so she was for it.
Yeah. Well, I think you shouldn't be allowing
right.
That, because if you allow it even for newborn moms, look, you took the job. You know what the job entailed.
I think they came to some kind of an agreement where accommodation where there'd be a room where they can bring the children in and nurse and do whatever they need to do, make things a little bit more accommodating for the female members of Congress that are mothers. But proxy voting, no, shouldn't be no. shouldn't be allowed. Supreme Court yesterday, briefly, the arguments were made. If you're not familiar with this case, Mahmoud versus Taylor, this is Montgomery County, where they were putting in very inappropriate books and lessons in pre-K and kindergarten in elementary schools. And parents wanted the ability to opt out of those. And, of course, Montgomery County said no. We're going to force your children because they claim it was too disruptive to the class. That's because most of the kids left. That's why. And they got an egg on their face. Here's one of the parents, Grace Morrison, arguing that she thinks it was a good day before the Supreme Court.
I do believe that they're going to rule in our favor. This is a majority issue. This is basically restoring the rights that parents have had in Montgomery County.
Gay Montgomery County Councilman Evan Glass says, no, we need to have this curriculum basically in pre-K and kindergarten.
A number of our kids are LGBTQ+. And the reality that we're talking about today is people want to erase us.
Seriously? In pre-K and kindergarten, they're LGBTQ+. These kids have no idea. One of these books basically teaches, it's called Born Ready, a story about Penelope, a student who identifies as a boy. Teachers are told to instruct students that at birth, doctors guess about our gender, but we know ourselves best.
They guess?
This is the crap, and it's crap that they're now teaching, and that's why you need to get your children in, out of government-run schools until, you know, of course, they're still trying to deal with the Department of Education at the federal level. But here in Maryland, it is nonsense.
I think, by the way, that whole going to medical school thing helps with the guess they make.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, my observation, 743, hey, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Telephone number 410-WCBM-680. Make it quick, folks, because first we have 60 seconds of Chuck Whitaker traffic and weather on the threes.
The Beltway on the northeast side back up begins at Bel-Air Road. Of course, we're brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Pretty solid there. It's Bel-Air Road around the Providence Road. The inner loop through Pikesville begins around 795. It's been that way, the fighting the bright sunshine towards Green Spring. And then, of course, 795 down through at least Route 40 and towards Frederick Road. Apparently in that backup, there may be a minor wreck on the outer loop near the ramp area at Liberty Road. It's just caught up in that same area, but mostly should be off the roadway. That's an active fire call in the city in Brooklyn at Patapsco Avenue at 9th Street. A lot of equipment there, so more than likely some lanes are blocked with the hoses on Patapsco Avenue. 9th Street could be affected as well, so plan on the local detours there. Slowing still on the BW Parkway, moving south towards Arundel Mills Boulevard. Had a wreck in that area about 40 minutes ago. Both the tunnels just never recovered from earlier problems southbound this morning, and we're still backed up with more than 20-minute delays at both the tunnels southbound. It's time for a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your coolant system, make sure you rotate your tires, get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Well, the channel says sunny today and a high of 77. Right now we start off partly cloudy and 54 in Pikesville. It is cloudy and 56 in Annapolis. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you'll be the winner. We've got the WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and a coffee mug for you today. Our contestant is Connie in Perry Hall. Good morning, Connie.
Morning, Connie.
Good morning, everybody.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
Oh, I'll go last.
All right. Well, good luck to you. Here are your three stories. Outrage in Connecticut as a Connecticut father was arrested and charged for killing a bear threatening his two children. State legislators in Connecticut demand an explanation after this local father was arrested and charged in trying to defend his family. Story two, Hope Walls, the 24-year-old daughter of failed presidential candidate Governor Tim Walls, says she will begin to transition to a man this year. The outspoken political activist said she feels more at home in a man's world. Governor Walls, who was supportive, said he always wanted a son.
I thought he was going to say he always wanted to be a man.
Story three, 41-year-old Long Island attorney is taking the U.S. Navy to federal court after claiming recruiters deliberately dragged their feet on her application to become the first female Navy SEAL until it was too late. Amanda Reynolds says she's a Viking-like warrior. She's filed an age discrimination lawsuit against the Navy. All right. Story one, father charged in killing a bear, threatening his two children. Story two, Tim Walz's daughter wants to be a man. Or story three, the first wannabe G.I. Jane U.S. Navy SEAL. All right, we'll start with Chuck.
Well, I think one and three are probably. I'm going to go with two.
Chuck goes with story number two. Bruce?
Well, in the Connecticut story, he did kill him with his bare hands. So I think that's allowed. So that's probably true. I think the story number three.
Or he could have been bearing arms.
He could have been, yeah. Because he has a right to bear arms, actually.
Yes.
In the Constitution. Hope Walz.
Yeah. Quit right now.
Hope Walz, story number two. Yeah, apparently your dad wants to go through the same transition. But I think that that's probably fake news.
Bruce goes for story number two. Kristen?
I think I agree. I could see one and three happening, and the Walz family's pretty kooky, but I didn't hear that headline specifically yet, so I'll say two.
Connie in Perry Hall.
Yes, I think I'm going with two.
Connie is going to go along with the crowd. Sometimes it pays off, sometimes not so much. Story one, father arrested and charged for killing a bear threatening his two kids. That is a true story out of Connecticut. And story number two, Tim Walz's daughter wanting to transition to a man is 100% fake news. So way to go, Connie and panel.
Oh.
You sniffed it out today, so congratulations. We'll put you home.
Who didn't choose number two? I forget. Who was it who didn't choose?
Everybody chose number two.
Did everybody choose number two?
Yeah, everybody chose number two.
I thought...
what are you trying to say?
Chuck chose number two.
Did he? I thought he chose number three.
Trying to start something? Come on, man.
No.
You want a piece of me? What do you want here?
The official moderator has recorded...
The official moderator has recorded
Has recorded that Chuck's choice was number two.
It was number two. What channel were you on?
And how many barters did you get out of that deal?
Two for one.
Okay, then. Fair enough.
Buy one. Barter one, get one free. That's
right.
A great deal.
Yes, it is.
Chuck's working on that right now.
It always has to be at least two to one. You don't just get one to one. That's no deal.
Well, if you barter one to get one free, then you're getting two for none.
I don't know if I get that or not. But neither one.
I know, because you don't barter as good as he does, apparently.
I don't know. I think that sucks. It still sounds like one to one to me.
It's against his DNA.
I'm getting heart palpitations even thinking about it.
Yeah. All right, Chuck.
I'm just very confused.
See you in a couple. But this Supreme Court story, I got to tell you, and I listened to some of the arguments yesterday. It seems to me, and it's always hard to predict, but it seems to me the justices were, it's going to be a 6-3 decision, I think. And that is something that, and look, the argument was religious liberty, but there's two arguments here, Bruce. One is that if your faith does not allow for this kind of teaching, that's obviously offensive to you. But number two, should children at 4 and 5 years of age who really don't even think about sex and gender and any of this stuff, not from a religious standpoint, but from a secular
biological
standpoint. Yeah, is it appropriate to be teaching children this young about these kinds of sensitive topics?
I would say no, but I would also say that that decision should be made in the family.
Correct.
And this is not something for the state in any fashion to decide.
Right. And that is why I think the Supreme Court is going to come back and rule in favor of these parents. And they've had a history of ruling. Of course, the left is saying this would be disruptive. It's an administrative nightmare. Now, look, how do you determine what's a religious or not? Well, just stay away from all religious stuff in public schools, and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Let the parents teach their faith, and let the parents teach the morals. And you just teach the fundamentals, which we suck at, by the way, on a world global basis. 751. Rescue Natural Supplements wanted me to remind you that Glyco Plus just got an email yesterday from a woman who wanted the coupon code. We'll get it to you in just a second, but it does work. It helps with pain, stiffness in the joints, muscle aches as we age. You start getting to wake up with an ache here or there, but especially if you're doing any kind of physical exercise, maybe you've overdone it a little bit, maybe you're a workout warrior and you think you've overdone it. This all helps with that stiffness and that pain because of the Glyco Marine and the UC2 collagen, making it the Glyco Plus. So it's derived from the green-lipped mussel, and of course the UC2 collagen is added to it. It's very safe, no side effects. Like you take some of these NSAIDs and some of these other pain things, they have issues with the stomach upset or with long-term kidney concerns. You'll not need to worry anything about that. Use the coupon code RELIEF, R-E-L-I-E-F, when you buy one, get one free today at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Or go online at res-q.com.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Ron Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Ron today at 410-266-1120.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here. Join me for a fireside chat at our inaugural WCBM Pints and Politics Happy Hour, Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timodium. Join me and Delegate Nino Mangione as we discuss Trump's first 100 days. Sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Tickets are just $20 and include delicious light hors d'oeuvres and your own complimentary WCBM pint glass. Space is limited, so get your tickets today at WCBM.com. That's Pints and Politics, April the 30th at Michael's Cafe and Timodium.
We will make America proud again.
See you there.
Hi, this is Charlie Kirk. When you want the truth, plain and simple, and someone to fight for our Constitution and country, then join me every weeknight at 7 for the Charlie Kirk Show, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Good morning. It's 7:53, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Ellie. You're coming up between 8 and 9 this morning. Maryland sheriffs have said, yeah, listen, you want to get onto somebody else's property? We're not going to facilitate that for you. And also, the Democrats seem to say, we have our poster boy for the Democrat Party, and it just happens to be a violent, illegal alien who beats his wife. Well, everybody has an off day. 7:53 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
295 is still jammed up southbound, just looking at the camera at Route 100. We had the wreck earlier, which was near Arundel Mills Boulevard, and at one point they were in the roadway. The report about 30 minutes ago, they were off the roadway, but we've not recovered there. That's still pretty solid on the southbound side. The Beltway here on the west side, 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. The inner loop is slowing as you're coming up past 795 and through Park Heights Avenue. They're still fighting the bright sunshine there. The northeast corner still has delays. They begin at Bel Air Road, and we're still pretty active yet. 30-minute delays trying to go south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And today, of course, your Weather Channel forecast. We start off with some cloud cover eventually. That'll give way some sunshine and a high of 77 right now. Partly cloudy, 56 in the city, 56 in Arnold. You're up to date here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Everybody deserves a little bit of privacy from time to time, even public figures. That we've all probably, particularly in this state, particularly in the smaller states, we've all been in a situation where you see somebody who is a public figure and you don't know whether or not to approach them. And if you do, a piece of advice, approach them, just say hi, and then leave them the hell alone. If they want to engage in conversation, they'll kind of let you know. That doesn't always seem to happen, though. Nancy Mace, she was home over this past weekend just doing a little grocery shopping. She was going for some face cream, I do believe. And she got accosted by a guy she described as wearing Daisy Dukes. This is how it went.
You could have gone to a dozen town halls last year.
I asked if you're doing any more this year. It was one simple question.
Yeah.
Are you doing a town hall?
I've already done one. I'll do plenty more.
Are you doing any more this year? It was a simple question.
You're always invited.
Okay, sweet. Well,
and by the way, I voted for gay marriage twice.
What does that have to do with
me? So I'm just saying, it has to everything to do with you.
You think everything about me has to do with gay marriage?
I do, absolutely.
That's your first stance when you
yep.
speak with me?
Because you people on the left are crazy.
So I'm
you're absolutely crazy.
I'm absolutely
right, and get out of my face.
You're
goodbye.
You're insane. You're gonna me and you're
yep.
gonna be voted
bye.
Out so fast. You're a disgrace. I asked you a simple question and you just to go on this tirade.
Yeah.
You. Disgusting.
Get out of my face. Get out of my face. Try it. What's your name? What's your name? What's your name?
So there you go. Very pleasant experience for her as she just started doing a little bit of shopping. But let me add on to this. Nancy Mace was raped when she was younger. So she is particularly as a woman sensitized to this. But look, as a larger guy, you don't approach a smaller woman in a threatening manner unless you expect either her to flee or you expect pushback. And she says that at that time, she felt threatened, and then she had a choice. It's flight or fight.
I went to the store. I had a little bit of time to myself on Saturday afternoon, want to go shopping like I do. I'm a normal person. I do my own grocery shopping. And this guy approached me, and I will tell you, I felt threatened. I felt harassed.
Yeah. Now, a question for you. Did the guy misbehave? Did she misbehave? In my view, she dropped the F-bomb way early, but that, of course, opened the floodgates for him to drop it every third word for the rest of the conversation. What she said was, she is in a world where she is seeing increasing threats. This is not the first time this has happened to her. It's happened to her three or four times just in the past week.
This was the third incident I had last week alone. The incidences of threats, the threat of violence, the people coming up and harassing me in public has increased exponentially over the last 6 months since I came out standing up against the trans community, standing up against men in women's dresses.
Yeah, coming up against women having to face men in their own locker room, that having women have to compete against men in female sports, that whole phenomenon we're seeing unfolding right now, she has come up strongly against it. And she says since that moment, the level of harassment for her has increased tremendously.
I just had an event at the University of South Carolina about an hour ago. I wrapped it up. And a man in a dress picked up a potted plant. My security team thought he was going to throw the plant at me because I used the word babe. He was offended by it. And then I used the word trans, and he was more offended by it. But these lunatics on the left, they're dangerous.
Now, I saw that footage.
Yeah.
She was up on the DS. He came up. There were little potted plants on each side of the lectern. He came up, grabbed one of the potted plants, and began to, you know, cock his arm back. I'm thinking, what the hell is he doing?
Well, just go ahead and look what happened to Riley Gaines at a college campus, or Charlie Kirk and some of his Turning Point USA. The radical violent left is out there, and there's something to be feared.
Yeah, and she says she's not going to run away. She's a fighter. She will push back, and she'll push back very strongly. So, yeah, guys, leave women alone in that kind of circumstance. Just leave them alone, period. Hey, here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of the low inventory and the great rate they may have on their current home. Now, if this sounds like you, you should know you're not alone here. Let me ask you this. If you were able to find your dream home and have an interest rate in the mid-fours, would you sell your current home? Look, this is your dream home. Said yes, listen to this. Selling your Maryland or lower PA home is one of the biggest financial decisions you're going to ever make. Take it from me. Don't list your home until you have talked with Vinny Steele, Maryland's real estate expert, with your home sold guaranteed realty, and here's why. Vinny sells your home using the latest technology. An awful lot of real estate agents, frankly, couldn't even manipulate. Vinny is not just another agent. He is Maryland's real estate expert. Call the only agent that I would trust to sell my home. Call Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515.
It's 8 o'clock on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Biden immigration policy and lax enforcement didn't only import dangerous criminals from Central and South America. There's word this morning of the arrest in the U.S. of one of India's most wanted fugitives, an alleged terrorist kingpin.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents arrested an illegal immigrant in California with alleged ties to terrorism. The individual, known as one of India's most wanted, was apprehended after overstaying his visa and reportedly committing several crimes, including assault and planning more than a dozen grenade attacks on police officials. ICE officials have confirmed that the man has been classified as a foreign terrorist organizer in multiple countries, including India and Canada, for his violent campaign to carve out a separate Sikh state by force. FBI Director Kash Patel praised the agents in the Sacramento division who led the investigation, commending their collaboration with local and international partners. Patel emphasized that justice will be served. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Elon Musk says it's time to be taking care of business. Musk is scaling back his work at Doge in favor of putting more time into Tesla.
So I think I'll continue to spend, you know, a day or two per week on government matters for as long as the president would like me to do so. And as long as it is useful.
Musk says that starting next month, he'll be allocating far more of his time to Tesla, which saw its profits plunge in the first quarter. President Trump striking a more conciliatory tone toward Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. The president says he will not try to fire Powell, although he does wish the Fed would cut interest rates. 3 days of public mourning now underway for the late Pope Francis. His body lies in state in St. Peter's Basilica, ahead of Saturday's funeral and burial. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are sharply higher. The Dow futures up 773 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 538. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
With Progressive, renters can save on protection for the things that make your place yours. Even things that don't make sense to everyone.
People always wonder why I don't get rid of my guitar since I never play. But it's like, what if I actually end up taking lessons? Sure, I've had it for 8 years, but if I get rid of it, then what will my New Year's resolution be next January?
Exactly. So bundle your renters and auto and save with Progressive and protect the things that make sense to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations covered subject to policy terms.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
29 South is slow at Broken Land Parkway. There was a wreck in that area between Broken Land Parkway and Route 32. I think it was still crowding the roadway just a bit. So there's a speed reduction there. I'm looking at the camera as you're coming south right at Broken Land Parkway. And that's the reason for the backup through there. Had been a minor wreck, outer loop south of Frederick Road. They got a little bit slow there. It was down towards Wilkins Avenue. It was off to the side, but they were looking at it. Everybody on the Beltway is still backed up. JFX is a little bit slow south of Ruxton Road down through the city county line. And, of course, we still had problems earlier with an accident. Actually, there were two on the BW Parkway southbound of the Rundle Mills. They cleared one. There was another wreck there that was crowding the right lane. So that delay continues. 25 to 30-minute delays southbound at both the Harvard Tunnels. And they're still working on the active fire call in the city in Brooklyn at Patapsco Avenue at 9th Street. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is late April, but this feels a little more like late May with the warm weather the rest of this week. Turning out sunny today, 77. Near 80 tomorrow. Slight chance of a shower Friday, 78 the high Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City has 45 degrees, and Reisterstown currently has 49 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Mayor Brandon Scott has announced a $1.2 million contribution to the Key Bridge Emergency Response Fund. The funding from the Baltimore Community Foundation will be used to assist the families of six construction workers killed in the 2024 bridge collapse and the two men who survived. Mayor says the additional funding will allow the city to extend its support for an additional 30 months. Over the past year, the families of the victims and survivors have received critical support to cover burial and repatriation costs, housing, legal services, child care, travel, and other expenses. Baltimore man is facing charges for allegedly impersonating a police officer. Maryland State Police say 60-year-old Antonio Cole was arrested after a traffic stop in Prince George's County Sunday. Cole was stopped on Westbound Route 50 for having expired registration tags. During the stop, troopers spotted a bulletproof vest labeled police, a duty belt with loaded magazines, handcuffs, pepper spray, a baton, and a handgun that turned out to be a BB gun. Cole was charged with impersonating a police officer and illegal possession of ammunition. He's now been released on $2,000 of bail. Pick 3 Lottery, 772, Pick 4, 6725, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Goodfeet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Goodfeet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Goodfeet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Goodfeet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
There's really no other way to put it other than it was a complete breakdown for the Birds last night. Offense, defense, and special teams, as it were, as they drop a 7-0 decision to the Nationals. Bats produce only one hit. Oriole pitching gives up 14. Dean Kramer's ERA balloons to 684. The defense commits an error, misses cutoff men, and it led to this interesting comment from Brandon Hyde in the postgame.
We don't have a ton of experience defensively, and I think some of that shows that times. Also, when guys aren't hitting, especially as young players, sometimes the defense isn't at their best, and that's definitely an area that we need to get better at.
Birds will get up and try to do it again tonight, 6:45 p.m., with Tomo Sugano taking the hill for Baltimore. Caps and Canadiens go at it tonight. This is game two of their round one playoff series. Caps dealing with an Alexi Protas injury. Chance of being back tonight, but Marty Fejarvi now out for the playoffs. Knee surgery this past Monday night. Head coach Spencer Carberry.
When you talk about sacrifice for your teammates, ask any one of our guys. Marty Fejarvi's at the top of the list of guy that lays his body in front of any shot. Sacrifice going into battles.
In other words, one of the glues of the team. Coming up in 30 minutes, the best high school lacrosse team in the country plays right here in Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowy and his Safe Retirement Solutions team.
At the net front, these guys.
Planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowy. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Tower number three on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland coming up in this hour. Baltimore has been dropped from a rather dubious worst list. We'll tell you which one. The GOP now reacting to the Democrats and their embrace of MS-13, man. But our top story here today, it's actually two stories in one. One, of course, is Maryland sheriffs now in Carroll and Frederick counties are saying they are not going to participate in these civic orders allowing PSEG and some of these surveyors on people's private property for this MPRP project for these power lines. And number two, we'll get into the Maryland Freedom Caucus slamming Democrats over the MS-13 man. But first and foremost, let's start with a couple of facts.
Yeah.
The sheriff's office, which dates all the way back to the Magna Carta.
Yes, it does.
It is the only office, law enforcement official, that is directly elected by the people.
Mm-hmm.
All the others are hired by, you know, police commissioners or police boards or whatever the case may be, or the pleasure, serve of the pleasure of the mayor. But the sheriff's office is an elected position. It is directly elected and directly answerable to the people of the jurisdiction in which they serve. In Carroll County, Frederick County, Baltimore County, it's, in, by the way, enshrined in the Maryland State Constitution as well. So it is believed that the sheriff's office has more power and authority because of that. Because of they're elected directly by the people, they have the final word. These others are working at the pleasure of others, be it a police commissioner or whatever. So recently we have learned that PSEG, that's the Public Service Enterprise Group out of New Jersey, has begun to go to the court to get civic orders so that they can get on people's land, access to their land so they can survey for potential power lines. That, of course, is the MPRP running through Baltimore County, Northern Baltimore County, Carroll County, and Frederick County. Two sheriffs, Sheriff Jim DeWeese and Sheriff Chuck Jenkins, are saying that they're not going to participate in that. Here's Carroll County Sheriff Jeff DeWeese.
Well, I'm hoping landowners turn them away and tell them to get off of their property.
Yeah. And I would advise everybody that has property in these jurisdictions, make sure you have a no trespassing sign posted where it's plain for all to see. But when it comes to these civic orders, now the sheriff says, yeah, if there is a criminal complaint, we'll be there. But as to the civic orders, they are not going to enforce it either on duty or off duty.
It's a civil order to go on to their property. I'm not getting involved in a civil order between the courts, Piedmont, and landowners. But I will stand with the landowners in this county and resist this project every single step of the way till the bitter end.
Sheriff Chuck Jenkins says he also will not enforce those civic orders. We've not heard from Baltimore County Sheriff Jay Fisher as of yet. But it's interesting here because this is going to be a Mexican standoff. Because I don't think a lot of the PSEG workers are going to want to push the issue. Especially some of these landowners and property owners. And they're rightfully upset. That because this is the next step, Bruce, to eminent domain. First, you get them on the land. They survey your land. They now are surveying as to where exactly the power lines are going to go. Once they get that done, then the eminent domain process starts.
Yeah. And eminent domain, once upon a time, you know, prior to Kelo, eminent domain had a different meaning. And the takings clause of the Fifth had a very specifically different meaning. How do you compensate somebody on the Fifth for taking the value of the aesthetics of their property? Instead of looking at a beautiful blue sky, maybe watching the sunset at night, you're looking at power lines.
Yeah, there's
how do you compensate someone for that?
And there's a safety issue as well when you're injecting sheriff's deputies and in a dispute between landowners and property owners and these PSEG characters. I don't think, I hope and pray that nothing happens, but again, that's why I think the big reason why, and the sheriff is a landowner himself, so he understands the argument.
813 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here's the sheriff of Not In My Lane, You Don't, Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah, probably true today. A lot of stuff going on in these lanes. Eastbound I-70 was just kind of looking around, came across a backup here right at Route 40 in the split as you're coming in towards Marriottsville Road and after Route 32. So I'm not sure if there's a wreck in that area. There's no report of one right now, but definitely some slowing on 70 as you're coming in from Route 32. So we'll keep an eye on that. I'm hearing some chatter that there may be something on Marriottsville Road in the county, and I'm trying to put that together. So just in case you're out in that area on the west side, you may see a number of flashing lights arriving. I think there might be a wreck in that area. There's a report of a vehicle fire on the JFX southbound near the Maryland Avenue ramp. Of course, the cameras don't work. The camera at Northern Parkway has been out for 5 years. The one at North Avenue, who the hell knows where that is? But the ski speed cameras work, so, you know, they make some money off of it. But in the meantime,
I mean, you're confused about where North Avenue is?
Oh, I know where it is.
Oh, you just said where the hell that is.
Yeah. No, I don't know where the camera is.
Oh, the camera is. I see.
Yeah. There are more than one camera on a JFX speed camera.
Misplaced.
But I'm trying to get to the point, Bruce.
Okay.
If they'll just give me
shut
the
up.
Story.
Yeah.
Southbound JFX at Maryland Avenue, report of a vehicle fire there. Could get some impact if you're coming down from the city-county line. Beltway, yep, still crawling. There's a new wreck in the city. Central Avenue at Alisana Street, and they're still working on the fire at Patapsco Avenue at Knight Street in the Brooklyn area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You've heard of the sheriff of Nottingham?
Yeah.
He's the sheriff of Eatingham.
Eatingham, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Boy,
you thought of that one all by yourself, did you? Just in that little break?
No, I had assistance.
To be fair, he was on the internet looking up looking up sheriff of blank and just see what happened. You know?
The weather channel forecast.
He's the boss. He's
Sonny.
I'm older than he is. I can do whatever I want.
Yes, you can. And, you know, we humor you in that regard.
Oh, yeah, you humor me. Okay.
Okay, old fella, just relax.
I'll take a little nap now.
Sunny 77 today. At some point, we're going to see some sunshine. Right now, we're partly cloudy. And, well, it's 57 in Dundalk, 59 in Edgewater. Time to see which Democrat is coming out of that Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, 8:16 in the morning on this Wednesday. Once again, it's time to find out which lefty is losing it. In this case, it's which lefty lost it some time ago and hasn't even bothered looking for it again. So please head to the big top. Enter the big top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop. This guy used to be on TV. I thought he was off of TV, but apparently he's back on TV. Yes, it's Lawrence O'Donnell. And by the way, now auditioning for the part of Chicken Little, the sky is falling, the sky is falling.
In April of 1932, when the stock market was falling exactly the way the stock market is falling this April, no one could afford to buy a car in America. No one except the very richest people in America could afford to buy a car in 1932. And so here we are at the Make America 1932 again moment when Donald Trump is turning the stock market into its 1932 performance level right in the middle of the worst depression in our history.
Now, when somebody makes out a pronouncement like that, you got to figure, well, let's see if they put their money where their mouth is. I have heard no news whatsoever that Lawrence O'Donnell has turned all of his stock into gold, that he's decided not to have anything else on hand except precious metals, because that would be the ultimate hedge against the massive depression. Instead, I suspect he's just talking and talking and talking.
Donald Trump inherited the strongest economy any president has ever inherited, and all he had to do to continue to claim that the surging Biden stock market was all thanks to him, all he had to do would have been to do absolutely nothing and just stay on a golf course all day, every day, and have nothing to do with government. Everyone in this country would be economically better off.
Again, the moment you turn all of your assets into precious metals, I'll believe you. But until then, oh, just shut up and sit down. And get out of here, you tool.
I wonder how these people survive on these networks with zero audience. I mean,
I thought he was gone.
Yeah, I thought Rachel Maddow was gone. They brought her back. Of course, Trump won. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
Joyless Reid is out. So that's, you know, one addition by subtraction. The View is on hiatus, I think.
Yeah. The View will be back.
Yeah, yes, you know,
they'll be back.
Right?
Because if they come back today,
they have important things to say, Sean.
I know, and we have important things to ignore that they might say. By the way, Justice Gorsuch and Justice Roberts side with the left in another Supreme Court disappointment, and they rule 5-4 that illegal aliens granted voluntary departure under federal immigration law can remain in the United States past their court-ordered departure deadline, if that deadline happens to fall on a weekend or legal holiday.
All right, so fine. We'll get you on Tuesday, okay? Take President's Day off. We'll see you Tuesday.
Right. But again, and the reason why, look, there are a lot of times that it's easier to target some of these illegals because they think, oh, they're taking Christmas off, or they're taking, you know? But the safety of the nation does not rest. And I'm surprised these justices, they join the rest of the Sotomayor, Kagan, and Jackson. And so once again, Roberts is, I think he's compromised. And again, I just think that Bridget Beatty on the Ninth Circuit out in Arizona would have been a much better selection rather than Amy Coney Barrett. But it is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's 8:20 minutes after the hour. And up next, the Maryland Freedom Caucus slamming the Democrats for their support of MS-13 man.
Up man awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road, We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders and Home Improvements. You know, for over 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Having earned 43-plus Super Service Awards and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's the best part. AES is giving $2,500 off any addition, kitchen, or bath remodel to the first 25 callers in April. So call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget, with that special offer, call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
The Rob Carson Show.
Wednesday on the show, the Democrat Party has a terminal case of the stupid. And they're proving every day their plan to keep all illegals here permanently. Duh.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, Pints and Politics, first edition, sold out. So thank you for your support. We'll see you next Wednesday night at Michael's Cafe and Timonium, 5 to 7. Yours truly, along with Delegate Nino Mangione, as we discuss the Trump first 100 days in great detail. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be doing this again in the near future. And stay tuned, because your opportunity to go to the first ever WCBM Crab Feast and Chuck Roast is coming up shortly. We'll tell you
so
how.
So looking forward to this. 823. No, I mean, because it's going to be a wonderful event.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all.
Right. Have you begun writing?
Drinking the parking
have you begun articles? Writing your material yet?
Not yet, but I'm going to start sometime damn soon. Because Chuck has a whole, well, used to be called a Rolodex. He has a whole, what would it be, a Microsoft file on it. 823 right now, Talk yes. Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, Chaz.
So if you can't get in Michael's, can you just drink in the parking lot?
Yeah, sure. Go across the street to McDonald's, you know.
Sure. Get a sandwich and have a little libation, you know. Eastbound I-70, I still don't know what the problem is here. There's no report of any wreck, but right here at I-70, coming in from Route 32 at the split at Route 40, and before you get to Marriottsville Road, it's still slow. It's a little better than it was about 10 minutes ago, but there may have been a wreck. Could have just been a broken down vehicle at that point. Bottom end of the JFX, about 10 minutes ago, vehicle fire reported southbound near the Maryland Avenue ramp. And again, we can't see it, but there may be an impact there as you're coming south from Cold Spring Lane. It's an active fire call. All kind of stuff going on there. Patapsco Avenue at 9th Street in Brooklyn. The Beltway is still slow. Both the tunnels started out way early this morning with problems southbound. They're still backed up. 20 to 25 minute delays both at the Fort McHenry Tunnel and south on 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says we start off partly cloudy here this morning with cloud cover eventually giving way. More sunshine later on this afternoon, 77 tomorrow. It'll be sunny and 80. Chance of showers Friday and more likely on Saturday. Right now, 58 and cloudy in Glen Burnie, 58 in Middle River. The Maryland Freedom Caucus has criticized Democrats on Tuesday for their support of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. The MS-13 man deported from Maryland last month. They said the Maryland Freedom Caucus condemns calls for the return of Garcia to Maryland in the strongest terms possible. Despite what some of the press would have you believe, Mr. Garcia is not a Marylander. He is a Salvadoran national in our country illegally, with a troubling record of domestic violence and strong evidence of MS-13 gang affiliation. He was caught transporting an undocumented individual from Texas to Maryland, driving on an expired license obtained here in Maryland, where illegal immigrants are eligible for licenses. Mr. Garcia may have lived here, but he had no legal standing to be in the United States. His country, El Salvador, has indicated they are unwilling to release him. Despite what some may want, we cannot tell another sovereign nation what they must do. Mr. Garcia entered our country illegally, and he certainly should not be welcomed back. And this, of course, in response to Senator Van Hollen's trip and, of course, the rest of the not-so-fantastic four that went down there just in the last couple of days or so. Delegate Ryan Naraki was on with Fox 45 yesterday talking about this argument that he has been denied due process. But first, Naraki says Democrats weren't so always concerned about due process when it came to other presidents.
Well, he's had multiple days in court, right? I mean, he had his day in court. He had a deportation order against him. So he's had due process. Frankly, he's had more due process than most. I would bet that Rachel Warren and Rachel Warren's family would have liked to have had the same kind of due process that Mr. Abrego Garcia has already had.
Yeah. So the two immigration judges, that would be due process. Of course, he was ordered to be deported. And, of course, they did that withholding order based on the ACLU and its last minute. By the way, they may be guilty of an ex parte violation in that case.
Yeah, what is that? Judge. Describe that, please.
You're not supposed to contact the judge outside of court court hours or through a third party. And both they did it, and it looks like Boasberg was contacted because he was out of rotation, and somebody called him late at night, and he inserted himself in the rotation. Remember, he ruled that the TDA turned around in midair. So Naraki, Delegate Naraki, talking about the hypocrisy of some of the Democrat arguments.
I think it's ridiculous. You know, where were these members of Congress and where was Senator Van Hollen just several years ago when the Obama administration summarily executed four American citizens through drone strikes? Where were their due process rights? I didn't hear Senator Van Hollen call any for any action with respect to that. Yet in this case, we're talking about a man who's not an American citizen, who is in this country illegally, and who's a part of an international terrorist organization, and we're concerned about his due process rights, but not four Americans that were killed by the Obama administration. If Chris Van Hollen didn't have, you know, two sides to everything, he wasn't double-sided, he would have no side at all on this issue.
Yeah, think about it for a second. Van Hollen's logic is an American citizen who is suspected of supporting, aiding, and abetting terrorism can be killed remotely by drone. But a person who's a Salvadoran national who's in the country illegally, part of a terrorist organization, cannot be deported to another country. One gets due process, the other one doesn't.
Right.
The American citizen doesn't get due process. The Salvadoran national does. All right? Chris needs to brush up on a few things, to say the least.
Like law?
Yeah. like a lot of things.
Yes.
Naraki was then asked, what should the Democrats do next?
What I would like to see them do is get back to work in Washington. I'd like to see them strengthen our borders, frankly. That's why we have this problem in the first place, right? I mean, we've allowed our borders to be open and to have no real checks and balances there. That's why this problem exists. That's what they should be working on, not trying to go to El Salvador to force a sovereign nation to do something that they've said that they're not going to do.
Yeah. What we anticipate, we're going to send down a SEAL team, break into the prison, break them out, sneak them out of the country. Yeah, SEAL team, send them. It's amazing. 829 WCBM, hey, listen, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. I have their service package. Man, we got to schedule them to come out just about this time of year to make sure everything is working right. And they do a wonderful job. They're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. So during the summer weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and for your family. The weather has changed. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators. 410-876-9404. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
It's 8:30, time for your latest news headlines. And once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean Boulder. A man facing charges for allegedly impersonating a police officer. Maryland State Police say 60-year-old Antonio Cole was arrested after a traffic stop in Prince George's County Sunday. Cole was stopped on westbound Route 50 for having expired registration tags. During the stop, Troopers spotted a bulletproof vest labeled police, a duty belt with loaded magazines, handcuffs, pepper spray, a baton, and a handgun that turned out to be a BB gun. Cole was charged with impersonating a police officer and illegal possession of ammunition. He's now been released on a $2,000 bail. Bolivar City State's attorney is investigating an apparent cybersecurity incident into the network. Communications Director James Bentley says in a statement that the office was notified about unusual activity on March 19th. Management Information Systems responded immediately to secure the network and activate the Cyber Incident Response Plan. Anne Arundel County Police have released the name of the man who was killed in a Monday evening crash in Severn. Head-on crash involved a Ford Expedition and Lexus RX. Happened just after 5 p.m. Telegraph Road, Norcross Lane. Driver of the Lexus pronounced dead at the scene. The 19-year-old driver of the Ford Expedition flown to shock trauma where she is in critical but stable condition. The three children between the ages of 3 and 7 were also in the Ford. They sustained non-life-threatening injuries. Accident remains under investigation. 8:32 right now on WCBM. Next, it's WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business, powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
Pick 3, lottery number 772, pick 4, 6725, and now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking live at both the Harbor Tunnels again, southbound 95, sitting right here at the City County line of Moravia Road. All this started way early this morning in the 5 o'clock hour with a very large vehicle that was in the right tunnel at the Fort McHenry Tunnel for an hour. So that started the backup. We have not recovered. We're still back to the City County line. 30-minute delays at both the tunnels right now as you're traveling south, even with the lanes open. I-70 a little better now. There was an accident there at the split at Route 40 and before Marriottsville Road. A little better now coming in from Route 32. Beltway, you're all still jammed up in the active fire call in the city at Patapsco Avenue, 9th Street in the Brooklyn area on the south side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is late April, but this feels a little more like late May with the warm weather the rest of this week. Turning out sunny today, 77. Near 80 tomorrow. Slight chance of a shower Friday, 78 the high Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Mirror Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to betternestegg.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. The Orioles relying on Tomo Sugano tonight to break this two-game spell the Burns find themselves in following last night's 7-0 loss to the Nats. Bats at a new low last night, just one hit off left-hander Mitchell Parker. Manager Brandon Hyde says no one will show us mercy in Major League Baseball.
But we got to, no one's going to feel sorry for us. This is the big leagues, and you got to be able to bring it every night. You got to be able to turn the page.
Dean Kramer was ineffective again. 5 earned runs allowed, 11 hits in 5 1/3.
Every guy in there is disappointed after a loss. We always take it to heart. Things just kind of are piling up.
Game time tonight, 6:45 at Nats Park. Ravens putting the final touches on their draft board with showtime tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Ravens will pick 27th, looking to bolster a defense that a year ago started slow but finished fast. Safety Kyle Hamilton looking to avoid that this year.
Who knows, if we started off well, we would have a chance of the one seed and stuff like that. So it's important for us this year to kind of,
I think it's important that we've gone through that and understand how hard it is to climb out of that hole and how we change that this year.
Meanwhile, former Ravens tight end Shannon Sharpe has been accused of rape in a $50 million civil lawsuit. The three-time Super Bowl champion quickly responded to the allegations. His lawyer posted on X saying the relationship was consensual and calling the lawsuit a, quote, blatant and cynical attempt to shake down, unquote, Sharpe for millions of dollars. The young woman was 21 years old. Sharpe is 56. Couple of college basketball notes for you. Maryland power forward Julian Reese has entered the transfer portal, continuing a recent trend of players with no eligibility jumping into the portal. They're doing so with hope that a federal antitrust settlement will give them one more shot at college basketball. The current movement is a response to a much-anticipated settlement of $2.8 billion, which could go directly to players and allow them to complete a four-year college basketball situation in 5 years. And former Terps shooting guard Rodney Rice has made his decision, staying in the Big Ten but transferring to USC. So in the end, neither Jacoby Gillespie nor Rodney Rice followed Kevin Willard to Villanova. High school lacrosse, huge win for Archbishop Spalding yesterday, 11-6 over Calvert Hall. The Cavaliers are the nation's number one team. They've got wins over national powers St. Anthony's of New Jersey and Bullis Prep in D.C. The time now is 8:37. When we return, AI comes to baseball.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I'm sure Oriole fans are hoping this comes sooner rather than later, but I think this is a long-term project. The Orioles are now developing a form of AI technology that could someday change scouting forever. This, according to the Baltimore Sun this morning, they're working with a university in Canada to be able to take low-grade video from players around the country and translate that into usable information about pitchers' arm angles and velocity and all the different things that go into the analytics, hoping that they don't have to scour the world for players. They could take this information from video and kind of get a head start on it. So that's what's happening behind the scenes in terms of analytics with the Orioles. Meanwhile, the team is 9-13, struggling Tomo Sugano on the hill tonight.
Question, does the artificial intelligence only work on artificial turf?
Yeah, it does. That's right. Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. Because we have to develop a natural intelligence.
Real
as well.
Intelligence would actually have to do with people who play on grass. Yeah.
There's a bunch of that going on.
Yeah. You guys are tough, man. 22 games in the season, and you're done.
Well, he talked about AI coming to the Orioles. I thought, that's Yatsumo AI, Japanese player.
Yeah. Yep. Bats right, throws left.
I think they should be focusing on RBI, not AI. Okay.
Arby's has
that's
the
a
beef.
Tough crowd.
Thanks, Gary.
You got the meat.
8:38, 22 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Let's go to Scott in Kingsville.
Morning, Scott.
Scott could not hang with us or fell out of the cell. Call us back, Scott.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Of course, Chris Van Hollen led the charge going down to chat up and have a nice margarita with the Democrats' newest poster boy, the wife beater. And other Democrats are going to follow now. Newt Gingrich says, Van Hollen, what a tool.
This is so bad that it's funny. These guys have lost their minds. They're going off the deep end. You know, I mean, how often was Van Hollen upset about Americans who got killed by illegal immigrants? Never. How deeply was he concerned about the families of victims of violence by illegal immigrants? Never. Where's the outrage?
Yeah, the outrage for Van Hollen is, my God, you've taken our poster boy and shipped him out of the country? And look, why did he call the Morton family at any time? Why did he call any of the other families impacted by illegal aliens? Not on his radar, because all the energy has to be focused somewhere else.
Well, after all, they were also constituents, Patty Morton and family,
yes.
And
yeah.
Tammy Nobles, etc.
Whereas Garcia technically was not a constituent. The definition of a constituent having to do with the ability to vote in a jurisdiction as well. well. So, hey, listen, Chris, you just place your priorities wherever you'd like to place them, and we'll judge from there. Jonathan Turley says, look, think about this. Garcia has seen due process. People say, what about due process? Well, they've seen it. He's been in front of judge after judge after judge.
He has had due process in the sense that he had an earlier hearing that found evidence that he was an MS-13 member that was based on a confidential source and other information presented by the government. It went on appeal. That ruling was upheld, but he was allowed to stay in the country due to the threats that he said were coming from an opposing gang and under a special rule that may no longer be applicable.
Ah, the special rule that may no longer be applicable. Why? The opposing gang doesn't exist anymore. They're gone. So why wouldn't it be okay to ship him to El Salvador again? Because the opposing rule doesn't exist anymore. The gang doesn't exist anymore. There is no special rule. Turley says, look, face it, the Democrats, this is kind of like Don Quixote tilting at a windmills. If Garcia comes back to this country, I wouldn't recommend that he sign a long-term lease anywhere.
If he's brought back, I don't see any basis in which he could stay here for very long. I think the administration has very good cause to go back and to really show that the original order is based on conditions that no longer exist.
Yeah, period. They no longer exist. And this nonsense about this poor picked upon guy, the Maryland man, the Maryland father. No, he is an El Salvador man who happened to be living in Maryland. Oh, by the way, he's a wife beater. Did we mention that enough yet? Are you getting the message, Democrats? Senator John Kennedy, I love this guy. He took a look at Van Hollen and Van Hollen's affection for Garcia and said, you got to be kidding me.
In my judgment, he is utterly and gloriously wrong. I mean, most of this gauzy rhetoric is just rage bait. Unless you're next level obtuse, you know that Mr. Garcia is never coming back to the United States, ever. And that's not because of President Trump. That's because of Mr. President Bukele.
Yeah, and by the way, this little note from, and I wasn't aware of this, this little note from John Kennedy as to where President Bukele happens to be philosophically.
Bukele hates MS-13, and Mr. Garcia allegedly is a member of MS-13. Chris says Mr. Garcia's had no due process. He's been in front of 17 judges. Some of them twice, probably $5 million worth of legal fees, and he hadn't had to pay a dime.
Yeah, not a bad gig.
Yeah. And Bukele also is, he ran in El Salvador on cleaning up the gang problem and the crime problem.
And he's done it.
And he's done it. And he's very popular among Salvadorans.
One of the hilarious things, the Democrats are now saying he's a self-proclaimed dictator. I spent a long time on the internet.
Gee, I
couldn't find it anywhere. He won a popular election by massive votes. If he's eligible to run again, he will. He'll win. If he's not, okay, pass the torch. 843, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. A man who tortures us every 10 minutes on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Only if I could.
Yes.
I could just live long enough to try once.
June 20th.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Outer Loop, south of Liberty Road, before the bridge at Windsor Mill, just spotted the trooper in the right lane. There's no shoulder available there because of the ongoing construction. So between that and the fact that I see this one speed limit sign, it's all lit up 45. So, you know, okay. Everybody's getting speeding tickets now, but this is a broken down vehicle. Might be a minor wreck. You can't really tell. A little bit out of the camera range, but it's blocking the right lane. So that area, the Beltway, once you get south of Liberty Road, you have to get to the center and the left as soon as you can. Inner Loop is still slow. It's been that way this morning. 795 through Pikesville, through Greenspring, the Parkville side, still backed up from Bel Air Road to Providence Road, and all those delays are still there. It's moving, but we're not going very quickly. Southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels with big delays still there, almost back to the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, it's going to be sunny a little bit later on today, 77 overnight, about 55 for the low. And then tomorrow, sunshine and a high of 80. And then the scattered showers may move in Friday, more likely on Saturday as well. So right now we have 58 and cloudy in Glen Burnie and 56, mostly cloudy in Forest Hill. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, just like the one
Firefighters in Raleigh, North Carolina rescued a puppy that got stuck 15 feet down on a storm drain on Saturday. One of them had to rappel down into the drain. The dog now back home with its owner. Here's a quick clip of the pup being rescued out of the storm drain. Yeah, man's best friend.
Great.
There was another story about a child, 2-year-old child, that had wandered off into the woods, and the dog found him. It was an incredible story. And he was scarred, he was bruised, had a few scratches, you know, because he fell in the woods a couple of times. But if not for the dog, who knows if that child ever would have been found.
Or it would have been found way too late.
A great, great story. So how about this in Mayor Scott's Baltimore? The Baltimore Banner last week, 2 weeks ago rather, did a report that the Baltimore Community Foundation raising $16 million following the collapse of the Key Bridge for the survivors of the victims, the six workers who died in the Key Bridge disaster. But somehow that money kind of disappeared. Gone.
Really?
Yeah. Don't know where. I think there should be a forensic accounting of that money. But now Mayor Scott and the Office of Immigrant Affairs has now been coordinating direct cash assistance to the victims' families. But that money was supposed to run out in December. But now they're saying that they have now raised $1.2 million to help the families of the six who died in the collapse of the Key Bridge. Now, mind you, we probably never would have found this out if it weren't for the Baltimore Banner reporting the story 2 weeks ago. So somebody's got caught with their hand in the cookie jar. And now, of course, with egg on their face, they raised the $1.2 million. But when you break it down, it's about $200,000 per family.
Hmm.
So, again, and I don't, you know, again, they've lost their ability to earn a living for
right.
a lifetime.
Yeah.
And they're going to get $200,000. I mean, granted, that's better than nothing.
Right.
But
however,
how long is that going to last? You know, I don't know how many children are involved as a result of been left behind, you know, spouses, et cetera. But they had $16 million at one point.
And one of the questions I would raise is, if this is actually a sincere effort by the city, out of the goodness of their heart, why did this happen out of the goodness of their heart? Or are they concerned about a lawsuit or six that would cost them far more money?
Yeah.
Are they trying to basically buy compliance and acceptance here?
Yeah, it's interesting. If they sign the check for $200,000, whatever it is.
They're probably free and clear. The city is.
Well, yeah, if they sign off on it.
Yeah.
They say you promise not to litigate any further down the road. Let's go to Crownsville and Tim. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, Tim.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
It's our pleasure.
I'm pretty sick of hearing the left constantly talking about how these illegals deserve due process. Where was the due process for the people on January 6th that were locked up for 4 years?
Mm-hmm. You're right. It's a great point. They were denied bail. They were denied trial dates in some cases.
It was crickets. You heard nothing from any of these people about their due process. 4 years locked up. I mean, you talk about communism. That was communism 101.
Yeah, the pro-life sidewalk counselors that were intimidated, harassed, and arrested, the pre-dawn raids of parents that went to school board meetings.
Anybody who votes Democrat is sick. They're sick in the head.
Yeah.
Well, they got a habit, and the funny thing is breaking a habit. There's an old saying that it's much harder to convince once somebody's been lied to and they've accepted the lie. It's very difficult to convince them that they've been lied to. And that's the case with a lot of people who are voting Democrat. They have the lie from their childhood. Democrat good, Republican bad. But nobody has been able to break through that lie in many of these cases.
One of the most fascinating parts of this whole thing is when he went down, Van Hollen went down to El Salvador, and they met at his hotel where they had the margarita controversy,
yep.
Is that he was asked by Dana Bash of CNN, did you ask him if he was a member of MS-13? And he didn't.
No.
You think that's a crucial case? Because now they knew. They knew the evidence is overwhelming. So now they're just going to argue the due process thing. But again, what about the wife?
Yeah.
What did she know about his role in MS-13, especially after he had whooped up on her a couple of times?
Yeah.
At least.
That question and that answer. Did your husband beat you? Long pause. It was a 9-second pause. He is alive.
Yeah.
That was the answer.
All right, so Mayor Scott is basking in the glow of being taken off one of the worst lists, and we'll take a look at which one in just a moment. It's 8:50. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Ron Barowy with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Ron today at 410-266-1120.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, starting March 17th at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
By the way, I don't know if you've seen this article, Sean, this story. Great story. A Minnesota state employee out in Hennepin County. Well, Hennepin County has decided not to file charges against him after this guy went from Tesla to Tesla to Tesla, scarring them up. I don't know, putting swastikas on or just lines or whatever. And they obviously, because it's a Tesla, they have footage of this guy in Tesla after Tesla. Well, Hennepin County has said, we're not going to bother going after this guy because he seems like a swell fella. I wonder if Pam Bondi is going to say he seems like a swell fella. Because what we've been told is people do this stuff, they will face charges. We'll see.
Yes, they are domestic terrorism charges.
Yes.
So if the state judge in this case, by the way, she's a Soros-funded DA, Barry Moriarty,
yep,
in Hennepin County. She, of course, is, as we saw with Marilyn Mosby and other Soros-funded individuals. What's his name? A guy out in California. I can't remember his name now. Is it George something or other? Gascon?
Gascon.
Yeah, Gascon.
Gascon.
Yeah, so but they're all the same. And it would they'll see. And Pam Bondi, I mean, they've got a lot of fixing to do. And the FBI and the DOJ, we'll see if they're up to this task or not.
And we will follow that story for you. I like white on rice, man. 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Rice Johnson.
There's still an incident in the right lane on the outer lip of the Beltway, right before the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. So south of Liberty Road, once you get there, you need to get to the center and the left-hand lane. State police are still there. Again, I'm not sure if it's an accident or not. There's a tree in the way if we can actually see the shot, but I can still see the state police car there. So it's in the right lane. It's in the construction area, so there's no shoulder available. The backup is still back to 795. We're still slow through Pikesville on the Parkville side. JFX City County line looks good through there. Both the tunnels are still hurting from all those problems early this morning. We're still backed up to Pulaski Highway on 895. 95, even though it's moving very slow at Moravia Road right now, 20 to 25 minutes from the tail end of the backup to get through both the tunnels southbound. But all the lanes are moving. It's just going to take a little while for that to settle down once again. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, Weather Channel 4 forecast here on this Wednesday, hump day. It is going to be, well, sunshine eventually, 77 we're expecting, and then maybe to 80 tomorrow before the rains come this weekend. Cloudy 59 in Glen Burnie right now, and it is 58 in Bel Air. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next.
Hey,
we understand it was a very frustrating day yesterday on the driving range for one Kim Klasick. I saw a picture, and what am I doing wrong? And she's got a club in her hand, and my immediate thought was, you need to have a ball on the
that'd be
the first advice I would give you, Kim.
Thank you.
Second thing is, even though you have this childhood fear of clowns, don't worry. Okay. Putt through the clown face, go for the windmill.
Well, I was at the driving range yesterday with my golf pro, and I was horrible. I decided that I'm going to learn the correct mechanics of my swing this year.
Oh, really? What a concept.
Yes. Because I usually just hit the ball how I hit it, but there's a certain way that you should be hitting the ball.
Kidding.
So, yeah.
Funny, funny story.
I was told this yesterday.
our former producer, Joe Armacost, who was with us a long, long time, he was a golfer, and he was bound and determined to take me out and teach me how to golf. So we went up to the Tom Mitchell course up here, and just to drive some balls or whatever, and so we got a bucket of balls, and the first ball I hit straight, you know, had to be at least 250 yards or so.
Yeah,
and I said, "Wow, this is really good." I, you know, I hit it really nice. Second ball, not quite as far, but nice long shot. I had a bucket of balls now. Hit two balls. The third ball went into the woods. Fourth ball was a worm burner. I could not repeat the first two.
Oh, wow.
And he says, your swing. You got to keep your swing has to be the same every time.
It has to be the same. Yeah. So you had, like, the beginner's luck.
Yes.
And then you started feeling it. And
I was overthinking. You know, you start thinking, what am I doing wrong? And so it just has to come naturally.
That's exactly my issue now. So I will get better as time goes by. They told me I have to really practice. And I was like, you know, I'm black. I should be naturally athletic.
Really? That's how it works?
That's what they told me.
Really? Seriously?
This is what we discussed at the cookout. It's like, you know. Well, anyways, of course, we have lots to talk about today. Also, I have a bone to pick with this dangerous city list. Okay?
Oh.
So, the top 25 on the U.S. News real estate list is different than the top 25 on the U.S. News FBI compiled data list. So we're not, you know, Baltimore is not on the real estate list, which is what Mayor Brandon Scott went off of, and so did Fox 45. But if you look at the data compiled by the FBI, we're number 14.
Yeah, let's hear what Mayor Scott, Kristen, let's hear what Mayor Scott had to say about not being on the list.
And every year, the U.S. News puts out a list of the 25 most dangerous cities in America. Baltimore, for the first time in a long time, is not on the list. But this is not a moment for celebration. This is progress. But we still have more work to do.
Yeah. I would love to know exactly where U.S. News Real Estate got their numbers. Because if it's from the data dashboard from the city itself, then yeah, there could be something there. Because the FBI compiled their own list.
Right.
And we're number 14. So, anyways, I'm going to see what else I can find out about that.
Well, also, you look at the other cities that are listed. They've always been listed with Baltimore in the past. Memphis, St. Louis, Detroit. We've always been right there with other. And all of a sudden, we've vanished from the list.
Because I believe that they are fudging the numbers, as we've all talked about before.
Can't imagine.
I think that's what they've done. And then if you look at the FBI list, I think theirs is accurate.
Ivan Bates is so disappointed to hear you say that.
You tell me that people in the city, that the mayor's office would distort the numbers, Kim, I'm just shocked.
Look, this is what I've concluded, and I'm going to die on this hill today. I'm going to talk about this. No, because it doesn't make sense. Also, real quick, Sheldon Daniels running against Jasmine Crockett. He'll be with me at 10 a.m., so
that's
people
great.
Tune in.
All right, can't wait for that. Kim Klasick live coming up next right here on WCBM. Wallace Roofing, it's about time to get out there and have that roof inspected. It's been, it wasn't a horrible winter, but there was enough snow and cold temperatures and ice and thawing, freezing, and so on and so forth that can cause damage to your roof, your soffits, your eaves, et cetera. So anything to do with a roof, whether it be residential, commercial, non-conforming, any shape roof, Wallace Roofing has been in business over 90 years, and they can come out and visually inspect that roof. And in my case, they repaired my roof. In Bruce's case, they helped with the gutters. It doesn't matter. Anything to do with the roof,
all kinds of stuff,
skylights, whatever, they can do it. Wallace Roofing the L offers 0% financing. Best of all, quality materials, quality craftsmanship, affordable rates, and no contractors. They're all Wallace Roofing employees working on your roof. So call them at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Their MHIC number is 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. Okay, that's going to do it for us on this edition of The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. We're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.